Station Brian.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. There just isn't enough money to go around. That's the theme in Washington for the President's Deficit Commission and the lame duck Congress. Fox Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
Not enough money, say Republicans, for things like extending unemployment benefits for those whose checks have now run out.
I want to help. More than anybody here, I want to help.
But, says Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown, not if it adds to the deficit. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin counters.
We can afford to add $70 billion to the deficit with a tax cut for a millionaire.
Referring to the push to extend the Bush tax cuts for all income levels. Meanwhile, the President's Deficit Commission will examine some very unpopular ideas today, like raising the retirement age and extending some very popular tax breaks. Lisa?
Thanks, Rich. Even with wiretaps, South Korea never saw it coming. The intelligence chief with some revealing comments about a North Korean attack. Fox Radio's Bill Marcus live in South Korea.
Lisa, here in South Korea, the director of national intelligence says he didn't expect last week's artillery assault. And Won-hoon adds there is a high possibility the North will make another attack. On the diplomatic front, China effectively killing a UN initiative by the UK and France to criticize Pyongyang, Beijing opposed to the words condemn and violation. China's envoys instead pushing for six-way talks. Washington and Seoul opposed unless North Korea first gives up its nukes. Lisa?
Thanks, Bill. On this World AIDS Day, 33 million people worldwide have the disease.
We will soon coming see an end to this dreadful little virus called HIV/AIDS.
U2 frontman Bono alongside Australia's Prime Minister as part of the global campaign. Other celebrities signing off Twitter until $1 million is raised. Including Lady Gaga, who has more than 7 million Twitter followers. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy 3 with triple points on airfare. Buy 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Take all our Brian Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Brian.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CeCe's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CeCe's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to CeCe's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
Out of all the things I've done in my life and the drugs I've tried, meth was the one that nearly put me in my grave. And it would have if it were not for my family who cared enough to bring me back to life. Maybe you can help someone get their life back.
For more information on treatment for meth addiction, visit methresources.gov or call 800-662-HELP. Sponsored by ONDCP. Created, furnished by Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Ho, 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 Santa here. I'm busy making my list and checking it twice, so I'll be ready. But is your roof ready for Santa? Santa's sleigh, when it's fully loaded, weighs over 300,000 tons. Now, reindeer magic and some elf help can take care of most of that. But if your roof has loose shingles or moss and algae spots, if your chimney is crumbling or leaking, well, that could pose some problems for Santa this year. Call my friends at Schulte Roofing to join their Overhead Care Club. The Schulte team will perform a 17-point inspection of your roof to make sure it's ready for Santa. And if your roof needs some help, they'll take care of that, too. Why, they'll even string the Christmas lights for you. Here's the good news. Call today and the roof inspection is free. I've been an Overhead Care Club member for years. Make sure you join today.
Call Schulte Roofing today at 1-800-4-ROOF for your free roof inspection and join the Overhead Care Club for a Santa-ready roof. If it's not Schulte Roofing, it's not ready. Schulte Roofing, 1-800-4-ROOF.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time, 6:05, 34 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Allegations of student violence last month at Davila Middle School in Bryan turned out to be unfounded. Bryan School Board President Pat Shields says it was just students at play.
I even had a student call me the next day to tell me that he was there and that it was not as the media made it out to be. That it was, you know, kids playing around in the locker room, that there was no beating, there was no, it was just a big, you know, wrestling match.
The board was concerned about the absence of adult supervision. David Stasny was among the trustees asking Superintendent Mike Cargill if there are consequences for teachers and others who leave students unattended.
I would think the consequences may vary depending on just how serious the situation was.
What duty did they have? How long was it? Did they not show up? I mean, did they get caught on the way to a duty and they were 5 minutes late because a parent caught them and had a question or something like that? That's still not right, but you look at everything when you have these kind of incidents.
Well, I guess all I'm saying is you need to have some flexibility on the consequences. It's just that I'm sure what we would be looking for is to make sure that it's not a hand slap that then just happens over and over.
Cargill says building principals have the authority to discipline staff on the spot, including termination. Five fire departments were involved in a Tuesday afternoon grass fire in Brazos County. Precinct 3 Fire Chief Gerald Burnett says the original call came just after noon at the former Hot Rod Hill Racetrack on Marino Road, north of Highway 21 near Coulter Field.
His workers were out there working this afternoon and around the area where they were working, and one of them smoking cigarettes. They had a fire start in the grass, and by the time they realized the fire was started, it had gotten a pretty good hold.
Burnett says a mobile home used for storage was destroyed by the fire, along with 5 acres of land. Firefighters from Precincts 2, 3, and 4, plus the city of Bryan, saved a couple of houses and several semi-trailers. No one was hurt, and no firefighting equipment was damaged. The chief also thanked the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department for covering other calls, while Precinct 3 crews assisted the original fire. For months, Brazos County commissioners each week have said no to instituting a burn ban outside of city limits. On Tuesday, commissioners passed a 60-day burn ban outside the city limits. Emergency Management Director Chuck Frazier says he checks weekly with those on the front line.
I try to talk to the rural chiefs specifically. We'll also talk to the communications dispatchers to find out how many runs they've sent fire crews out on. Within that week period since the last time the court met. And like this particular week, like yesterday when we checked on this, they had been on 7 runs, which is probably average to below average as far as the number of runs. So people have been doing a pretty good job up to this point of kind of policing themselves.
Last week was the first commission vote that wasn't unanimous against the burn ban. According to meeting minutes, Precinct 1 Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman voted for the ban after learning his fire chief wanted it. Texas drivers feel less safe behind the wheel because of the actions of others. That's an overriding finding in a survey conducted by the Texas A&M-based Texas Transportation Institute. Research scientist Quinn Brackett says 3 big reasons add to our uneasiness when driving.
Cell phone use has increased. Aggressive driving has increased. And that people are, in general, are not as courteous as drivers as they used to be.
Respondents also favored sobriety checkpoints to cut down on drunk drivers. The survey questioned more than 1,100 Texas drivers at 10 driver license offices around the state. An appeal will come in the money laundering and conspiracy case of former Congressman Tom DeLay, just not right away. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
Before an appeal can be filed, DeLay's attorney Dick DeGaren says there has to be a sentence handed down by Judge Pat Priest.
Which right now is set in December, but we're asking that it be moved to January.
DeGaren says, however, to make no mistake, the money laundering and conspiracy conviction will be appealed shortly after sentencing. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And Texas prosecutors are stepping up their probe of a lawmaker who admits he pocketed thousands of dollars in state travel reimbursements. Travis County prosecutors began reviewing the travel practices of State Representative Joe Driver before the November elections. Now that the elections are over, that probe has turned into an active criminal investigation. Driver, a Garland Republican who was reelected to his 10th two-year term, has acknowledged that for years he collected reimbursements from taxpayers for travel he already had paid for using donated campaign money. Driver reimbursed his campaign more than $49,000 after the Associated Press revealed the double dipping. WTAW News Time is 6:10, 34 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center. That's the College Station Sleep Center.
Sunshine's going to be with us from start to finish today, and it should actually help our temperatures climb into the low and mid-60s during the afternoon. Should be about 3 to 5 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. It's going to be clear tonight. We'll drop down into the low and mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little bit milder once again. Highs tomorrow in the mid and upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. Friday, partial sunshine. I think temperatures on Friday are probably going to be in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, the deal was done yesterday afternoon. Yep, the Aggies are going to the Cotton Bowl, the 75th Cotton Bowl. It'll be January the 7th, and it'll be indoors at Cowboys Stadium, where they'll take on an SEC team, presumably either LSU or Alabama. We'll hear from Coach Mike Sherman talking about that. We'll also talk about the All-Big 12 team. A couple of Aggie players are on the first team. We got that and more coming up in sports.
So, what, did they decide to do that hoping they could sneak it by Oklahoma State and they wouldn't notice? Or
yeah, maybe they figure they don't get the papers till late in Stillwater.
That's right.
You
yeah,
know,
it's
and they
Tuesday
could,
afternoon.
Yeah, they could all lock up the office, you know. Yeah,
Oklahoma State
home.
Wasn't going to get the invite yeah. anyway.
But Oklahoma, where's they going to go? Where's Oklahoma State?
Well, going? They're not going to go to the. They were never going to go to the Cotton Bowl because they went last year.
Okay.
They'll go to the Alamo Bowl.
Oh, good for them. So
yeah, but Missouri's probably not.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably scratching their
heads. Oh, that's true.
Heads,
that's another one. Yeah, they're going.
Yeah, Missouri's the one that's going to get hosed.
Texas
Missouri.
A&M. Let me see. Well, looking down our schedule.
Yeah. Or the Big 12 championship loser if they don't get a BCS bowl, they're probably scratching their heads too.
Well,
so
they're not because Connecticut needs to be in a BCS. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So you got Oklahoma or Nebraska, Missouri. And, you know, they're all saying,
yeah.
Well, gee.
Let's sell tickets.
Look, we're here, too.
Let's sell
But that's
tickets.
Okay. You know, after the disrespect the Aggies seem to be getting from everybody else, that was kind of a nice little
I was going to say. And
nice little deal yesterday.
Nebraska, quite frankly, can go fly a kite because they're leaving anyway.
Yeah, so. We don't care what they think.
Exactly. That's,
the officials were calling penalties on them all year just because of that, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah, and their coaches just misunderstood.
That's true. So today's lead story from Edmond, Oklahoma, via the Los Angeles Times. And, you know, when you're in a town the size of Edmond, Oklahoma, you always want to be in the Los Angeles Times.
Sure, especially for all the wrong reasons.
Two women are arrested for shoplifting. Police said they used their body to conceal the goods. Yeah.
The goods?
Is it as bad as I think it's
been? Yeah, it is. Edmond police authorities
Bracing.
Say it was the Edmond T.J. Maxx loss prevention officers found the duo stuffing items under their belly fat.
Oh, gosh. You would have turned off our microphones. You would have come in here and told me to pull that story if I'd had that on the news.
Now,
oh, man.
Get this. Now, you ready?
Huh? Yeah. What folder are we putting this in?
Four pair of boots.
Oh, my God. This has got to be a Christmas jingle.
Three pair of jeans. Yeah. And a wallet and gloves worth $2,600 of store merchandise.
How many pair of boots?
That'd be...
And how many people were involved?
$2,600.
Yeah.
There were only two people involved.
Well, that's full retail probably. You know, it's not the TJ Maxx price. It's full retail. That'd be Eileen Brown, age 28.
They call her Big Eileen.
Yeah. And 37-year-old Shimiko Thomas. You know, at 37.
It's also the size of her neck.
You'd think know better. Were arrested for shoplifting and facing felony charges. According to Ossifer James Hammond, these two were actually concealing them in areas of their body where excess skin under their chest area and armpits. Police say that Miss Brown also...
If you laugh hard enough, you won't throw up, I understand.
Well, here's my thought.
Yeah, I think it's physiologically
to
impossible.
To laugh and throw up at the same time.
Yeah. Kind of like sneezing and holding your eyes open.
All right. Uh-huh. If you lived in Edmond, Oklahoma...
You know these gals.
What, do you want to buy any boots or jeans at all?
Been
wondering
there.
Where they might have been.
Yeah, what kind of restocking charge is there? Wow.
Info. Too much
Mation.
Info.
Yeah.
You just
way
them
too
by
much.
The, hang them by their ankles and shake them.
I don't know from the sound of it. I'm not sure there's a pulley system that's strong enough for that.
There's an A-frame out there. Yeah.
No place to hide.
You like field dressing up. Never mind.
Easy.
There's complete. Ready, set, hut. And then there's most complete. Blue 42, set, hut. Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Yeah.
There's video, guys.
I found it. I wasn't going to bring it up.
What were you guys looking for?
I was looking for a mugshot.
And one of them has that surprised look on her face in the mugshot. Who, me?
Yeah. What I do?
Yeah. All right, it's 6:17.
I'm going to just take deep breaths.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go.
Cleansing breaths. Calm blue ocean.
Yeah. Hey, it's December, everyone.
Hey!
Happy December to you, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Singer Billy Paul turns 76 years old today.
Be a one-hit wonder, right? Me and Mrs. Jones, isn't that just about it?
Yeah, that's probably just about it. There's another one-hit wonder sort of coming up here today also, as a matter of fact. Anyway, he's 76. Woody Allen, the actor, director, and otherwise weirdo.
I have a gub.
He is 75 years old today. Diane Lennon of the Lennon Sisters. She's 71 years old today. My goodness. I think she's the oldest, though. So there you
make
go.
You feel a little better.
A little
sincerely.
Bit. Yeah, my goodness. Bette Midler, the actress, singer.
Brush with Greatness.
65.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You,
there's photographic evidence of that Brush with Greatness, mind you.
So. There you go. And she remembers it.
I bet she gave Jamie any marital advice before we'd gotten married.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
I can't remember what she said.
All right.
There you go.
But yeah, I met her. Shaked her hand and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. She was the last guest on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, as a matter of fact. She's 65 years old today. The other one-hit wonder I was talking about was singer Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh. Alone Again.
Alone Again, yeah, naturally.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he did have one more, but that was about it. It certainly wasn't a catalog.
No, he's 64.
Yeah, his greatest hits is
one,
very short.
One cut.
There you go.
Cuts, yeah.
Actor Treat Williams turns 59 years old today. One of the great actresses of our time. Every year we pay homage to
the former Mrs. Johnny Lee. Right?
That's right.
Oh, Charlene.
Yeah. Charlene Tilton. Yeah, of Dallas.
Man.
Golly.
What a
body of work.
Now, I just want
I wish I'd been ready for that. You know, I might could have found some.
We had this story, I guess, maybe a month ago, a little bit less, that TNT is looking to do a remake of Dallas. Do you want to be the switchboard operator?
Ah, yes. There you are.
Would you want to be the switchboard operator at TNT, having to field calls from Charlene every day, saying, if y'all need me, it's where I am. I'll be glad to come in and do a cameo.
Here's my cell phone.
That's
there
right.
You go.
Yep.
Pay as you go, but I'll be paid up.
That's right. I can still fit in that dress.
All right. Okay. Ah, boy. Model actress Carol All turns 50 years old today, and comedian Sarah Silverman turns 40 years old today.
She is one of the most vulgar people on the planet.
She is, isn't she? Yeah, and it's too bad because she doesn't have to be that vulgar.
No, probably. She's very pretty.
Yeah, she's a very attractive lady. Yes, she is. But that's the way
that pretty and vulgar don't go together sometimes, obviously.
Yeah,
but
I've known some pretty vulgar people.
Yeah, right. Same here.
Yeah, and Elite.
Wait. I think that was magic. Not that pretty and vulgar don't go together? Wow.
Well, son, there's some stories I could tell you about my younger days. But
that's right.
As driving home, you went, what girl was vulgar?
Yeah.
She's a looker.
Yeah.
All right.
And golfer Lee Trevino, who won a few golf tournaments and got struck by lightning, too, is 71 years old today. And that's all I got.
Former Entertainment Tonight host Bob Gowen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who he is, but
he's
doing lately?
Yeah, he's former 56. Entertainment Tonight.
And Jared Vogel, that'd be the
Subway boy.
The Subway dude. He'd be 30-3 today. All right. 6:21. We'll save this. We have a Barney Fife type story we'll do a little later. It's a 6:22.
It's not too early to work on the best gift you can give this holiday season. TuVideo will bring your old movies, photos, and videos back to life by putting them on DVD. Transfer and edit your memories into a cherished one-of-a-kind DVD, and it's all done right here. TuVideo handles all film and video formats, including consumer high definition. For more information, visit www.tuvideo.ws. That's the number tuvideo.ws. Or call 979-690-8880.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so why didn't the government do something on the WikiLeaks scandal? Remember, 4 or 5 months ago, 75,000 stolen classified documents. Oh, let's see, revealing the identities of more than 100 Afghans who are cooperating with America against the Taliban. Their lives are now in jeopardy, but you wouldn't know it listening to Jimmy Carter.
Ambassadors, when they want to attract attention to themselves, put some titillating expressions in the dispatches just to attract attention to themselves. But I think that the thing that has happened this time is that I don't know that anything serious has happened that would be damaging to America's policies around the world and so forth.
Nah, those people are going to cooperate from here on forward, don't you think?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new healthcare law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You don't have to fight traffic or the crowds.
Back off, it's mine.
To get great PCs for your business fast.
Dell's most popular business systems can be delivered free in about 48 hours at dell.com/getfast. Work the way you want by ordering a PC with Windows 7 Professional pre-installed. And order a Dell Fast Track PC with Windows 7 Professional before December 1st to get a Logitech wireless keyboard and mouse no charge. See details at dell.com/getfast for offers and restrictions.
The moment you feel chest pain that could be a heart attack, go to College Station Medical Center. The Med has demonstrated expertise in the timely diagnosis and treatment of cardiac emergencies. And time saved is precious heart muscle saved. So in an emergency, call 911 and know where to go. Choose The Med, a nationally recognized accredited chest pain center.
The joys of Christmas. One of the joys of Christmas is when little children talk to Santa Claus, and thousands of families make a North Pole trip each year to see the jolly old gent. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Yes, there is a North Pole. North Pole, New York, 13 miles from Lake Placid. The village of North Pole was founded in 1949 by Julian Rice for his daughter Patty. It's said that Santa's flight became grounded that year at Christmas, and he liked the area so much he decided to make it his permanent home. His reindeer are there too, each in a separate stall. There are elves and gnomes, rides, toy making, demonstrations, and shows. Santa talks to thousands of children. It's a year-round attraction. But North Pole, New York isn't just for children. It has adult appeal, too, because when it comes to Christmas, everyone is a child at heart. One of the joys of Christmas.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them a 268 roof. All right, look for a high temperature today of about 63, a little bit better than yesterday. That wind has died back, so that'll make it more pleasant out there. So 63 today, winds out of the south at 5. Then tonight, 38 for our low. About 70 degrees for the balance of the week. No mention of rain in the forecast, and each night will be down around 50. So 70s and 50s as we get all the way through Sunday. Right now, humidity 64%, and we've got fair skies and 33 degrees. Wait, I know it'll work. Here we go. 33 degrees.
Now's the time when you're planning on what kind of Christmas cards to get. One kind to go to family and friends, and another kind to go to customers and associates. Why make all that extra work for yourself? Customize your very own Christmas cards this year at Copy Corner. You can even use company logos. So stop making multiple trips to the store when you forget to send a card to your dear great Uncle Larry. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY. That's 694-2679. Or go by their store on Texas Avenue in College Station across from Outback.
It's amazing the lengths criminals will go to get a hold of your credit and bank information without you knowing it. And they're really good at it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You know Sinus Buster works superbly because you've used it. We know Sinus Buster works superbly because we've tested it. Ours was a rigorous clinical test conducted with sinus sufferers like you. A test that confirmed that Sinus Buster began relieving congestion, pressure, and headache in under a minute. A test that confirmed that all-natural Sinus Buster was safe to use for weeks at a time. So we have the confidence to say the name is Sinus Buster, and it's nothing but relief.
Hi, my name is David Mirasu. Until I say it, no one else really can. Everyone from the dentist to the mailman struggles with it.
Table for Mirasu?
Mirasu. It's a delicious mouthful, smooth on the tongue. America's favorite Pinot Noir from America's oldest winemaking family. 150 years in the making. We're the bottle with the sun on the label. Mirasu. Life is good under the sun.
Copyright 2010 Mirasu Vineyards, Modesto, California. All rights reserved.
To prevent credit card fraud, you might want to do what Robert Boxberger does. And Robert's been in the bank fraud protection business for 20 years.
I shred every single document. There's still a major fraud tool, which is very low-tech, called dumpster diving.
Robert Boxberger is president of FinSphere Corporation, which provides fraud prevention products for banks and consumers.
Where you literally go into somebody's trash and you take their credit card statement. So I shred everything.
Of course, there are high-tech ways to steal your money.
ATMs are compromised every single day. When I worked for one of the largest retail banks, we would have to remove fraudulent devices from ATMs daily. And they're perfect. They fit right over the slot. You put your card in, you get your money, but at the same time, it's downloading all of your credit card data so that they can access it.
Most credit card fraud happens on existing accounts, so you have to monitor your credit card statements. And if you think it can't happen to you, Robert Boxberger did a little test where he and his wife pulled out one of their recent credit card statements.
We had $275 in unwanted transaction activity that we called the bank on. But had we not have been diligent over the process, we easily would have paid for that amount.
Robert's company has a fraud prevention product you can try for free. For a link, visit our website, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 34 degrees right now at the studio, 63 for a high today with lots of sunshine, not a cloud in the sky right now, a very gorgeous early morning sky. If you have a chance to stop for a moment, take a look at that. We'll tell you more about the weather coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan School Board members took time during a special meeting this week to ask administrators what happens to educators when they leave students unsupervised. Superintendent Mike Cargill says building principals have the authority to discipline staff on the spot, including termination.
Anytime there's not somebody supervising kids, something can happen that's misconstrued. Where, like, it could be a group of kids that look like play fighting, and all of a sudden it makes it look like they're doing something, they're really fighting when they're really not and stuff. So things can be really blown out of context and misconstrued when you don't have somebody right there watching to say, no, this is what exactly happened.
The discussion follows allegations of student violence last month at Davila Middle School that turned out to be unfounded. Trustees President Pat Shields says it was students at play.
And with WWE and the mixed martial arts and, you know, things like that, people, you know, kids play around, and especially junior high boys locker room. So, you know, the correct supervision being in there would have prevented such a media backlash of such a minor event without, you know, I'm not aware of any injuries being reported or anything like that.
The superintendent or Shields did not reveal what, if any, personnel action was taken for the absence of adult supervision at Davila. A discarded cigarette started a grass fire near Bryan's airport that kept five fire departments busy for more than 5 hours Tuesday afternoon. Precinct 3 Fire Chief Gerald Burnett says it was at the former Hot Rod Hill Racetrack on Marino Road north of Highway 21.
They had lost one trailer, the mobile home that was actually used for storage. They came close to losing a couple of houses, but they said they actually saved those and several 18-wheeler trailers. And then it wound up being probably about 5 acres.
Firefighters from Precincts 2, 3, and 4 and the city of Bryan responded, plus the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department covered other fire calls. No one was hurt and no firefighting equipment was damaged. The Brazos County Commissioners have unanimously enacted a burn ban in effect for 60 days outside of incorporated areas. Emergency Management Coordinator Chuck Frazier says there's been talk about implementing a ban.
And what we're always trying to balance is the needless runs that once you put a burn ban in place, you know, if people aren't behaving irresponsibly, once you put a burn ban in place, anytime somebody lights any kind of fire, you know, we're kind of obligated to send, you know, the fire departments are obligated to send crews out to put that fire out. So we're always trying to balance that, whether we need it for people's safety, whether it's really a problem. And up to this point, you know, it hasn't been.
Last week, Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman supported a ban because his fire chief was in favor. Wasserman was outvoted by the rest of the commissioner's court at that time. Aggressive driving, texting and cell phone use, and just being downright rude. Those are three big reasons Texas drivers don't feel as safe behind the wheel as they used to. The findings come in a survey of Texas drivers conducted by the Texas A&M-based Texas Transportation Institute. Concerns are still very high over drunk drivers, too, and research scientist Quinn Brackett says increased enforcement is supported.
Sobriety checkpoints were supported by a majority of the respondents, and the use of ignition interlocks. There were a number of supporters for that as well.
An overall ban of cell phone use while driving was supported by a roughly 2-to-1 margin. More than 1,100 Texas drivers were questioned at 10 driver license offices around the state. On average, Americans with credit cards owe about $5,000 in credit card debt. But as Barbara Schwartz reports, more than 8 million have put away the plastic.
They're not using credit cards. TransUnion's Cliff O'Neill says some people just don't qualify, and those of us who do have them.
We're asking ourselves, do we really need to buy this? And if we do need to buy it, can we pay cash instead of put on a credit card? And generally, consumers across the board are being more cautious and wanting to maintain a health with those credit card relationships.
O'Neill says we're also paying down our credit card debt year after year overall. We've paid it down 11.5%. He says debit cards are becoming more popular. We're still buying stuff, but just choosing another way to do so. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And for nearly 2 million Americans who've been on unemployment for 99 weeks, the end of the line is near. Their benefits will end this month unless Congress changes its mind and approves another extension. Fiscal conservatives in Congress are concerned about adding to the $13.8 trillion national debt. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 34 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they're 5-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received 5 stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Normandy Tractor. Normandy Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30 horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30 horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Normandy Tractor voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:36. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by ResPro. If you have water damage or fire damage, home or business, give ResPro a call, 690-8659.
High pressure sitting right over the region this morning. Clear skies, abundant sunshine for today. We're off to a cool start, but we'll warm nicely today. Coldest air is going to be sliding east of the region out into the Gulf of Mexico today, high 60 to 65. Clear tonight, not as cool, lows 40 to 45. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Friday should be partly sunny and pleasant with temperatures around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggies are going to the Cotton Bowl for a 12th time. It'll be late January the 7th. It'll be late that night, 7 o'clock at the Cowboy Stadium. We will talk about that here from Coach Mike Sherman. Aggie basketball team has their next 4 games at home, including a couple of tough ones this week with Stephen F. and Pacific. We'll hear from Mark Turgeon, too. Got that and more coming up in sports.
What's the Pacific nickname?
Tigers.
There we go.
Tigers?
College of the Pacific.
Huh. Tigers.
Yeah.
They're in Stockton.
Didn't do anything geographic, though. I thought that's okay.
No. I've been by their campus. And it's
Did you wave?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Did you wave?
I mean, it's right there on the cliffs. Yeah. You know.
Did you wave?
Did I wave?
See, Pacific
wave.
Get it?
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah.
That would have been if you'd driven past Pepperdine, you wave. Then.
That's true. Yeah, they'd be right there on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, by the way. Looking in the Houston Chronicle this morning, you know what they're fighting about up there, the red light cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, folks decided they didn't want them, and think the city of Houston's got themselves a contract with that same company that was doing business in a smaller central Texas town.
Yeah, long-term contract.
Right? Well, yeah, it's a long-term contract, and I think what the mayor there said is, well, you know, we're liable to have to lay off people.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, next thing you know, police and fire are going to get cut.
They'll be slashed to the bone because we don't have red light cameras, but remember, they're for the safety and well-being of our residents and visitors here.
Well, I read a story where they were talking about how much money, and I can't remember the figure, but it was an unseemly amount of money that they made just off of one intersection, you know, in a week's time.
Okay, now why is that an unseemly amount of money? See, I think that's a wonderful way to make money, honestly.
I mean, compared to what that Central Texas town was making, with all seven of it or eight of it.
I'm
only
concerned. Ton of money out there.
Remember one particular one, actually.
Well, but, again, if you do the crime, you do the time. I paid my share of speeding tickets. I can talk about that anyhow. So yesterday, the president sat down with boys and girls from Congress that – the Senate and House leadership there. They didn't do marshmallows, and there weren't bear hugs, and they didn't do kumbaya.
Well, but now they would have you believe that when they, you know, I mean, when they got in there, he just kind of said, so, how about that election?
Yeah. That's right, Mr. President.
Well, and one thing that hasn't been said on this show, and quite frankly, I was surprised and after the fact impressed that he did this, and that was that he basically came out and he didn't pull the old coach speak after the midterms. He came out and he was more like Mac Brown and said, yeah, we got our hats handed to us.
Well, and, you know, I presume what he's trying to do is he's trying to call to action those people who believe in his agenda.
Right.
Okay, we got taken to the woodshed. Now what are you going to do to correct it? Does this harden us in our endeavor to move forward with this agenda, or are you just going to sit on the sidelines? And that's true. I mean, if in fact he wants to organize them, then he did the right thing at that time. But I guess if it's a good sign or not, the meeting was supposed to be an hour and it went 2 hours.
Well, hey, that's like telling a preacher, or that's like a preacher saying, and finally.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, that just means you can shift in your seat.
Yeah. And they brought in kolaches and pizza too. Yeah. So, you know.
Second part of the meeting was principals only. Okay.
High school principals?
Yeah. Superintendent.
No superintendents. Yeah, no, what happened is the staff left the room.
Oh, I see.
So they couldn't do any of that. So, in other words, they could start having a verbal throwdown at that point.
Oh, I bet the official White House photographer got to stay.
He may have gotten to do that. Now, Mr. Obama did acknowledge differences between the White House and Republican leadership on some of the issues. Now, what he has done is pretty interesting in that he's decided we're going to put together a group or a committee that will kind of guide this thing, and it's going to be Tim Geithner. Of course.
Hooray.
He's everybody about taxes. He knows how to other people should pay their taxes. And Jack Lew, who is the chief of the Office of Management and Budget. Now, one of the things that's interesting about this, heard one of the pundits talking about it yesterday afternoon, is, you know, this president came to office saying we want transparency and we want this bipartisanship. Well, the White House, once again, handing the keys of the car to the legislative branch and saying, okay, run this thing. And because when they inject themselves, that seems to be kind of polarizing. But also, if you had put on this committee the leadership of the Republican and Democrat Party, they don't want to get along. Nancy Pelosi does not want to get along with the Republicans, nor does John Boehner want to get along with the Democrats. And so instead, they believe that it was this one pundit believed it was a pretty smart move to have people who are not elected guide this effort so that maybe there'll be some sort of bipartisanship that comes out of it. Of course.
No, because then what you're going to do is you're going to alienate both sides then.
Well, and that's and
if anything has been proven, it's that if Congress wants to, they can look at the president and say, no, you know, they're it's basically 535 19-month-olds. They know no and mine, and then they scream and cry and poop themselves when they don't get their way.
Ooh, I like that last part, yeah. Well, you remember, and one of the things that...
That was just for Robert Byrd, God rest his soul.
Yeah. One of the things that Reagan was good about was whenever he reached an impasse with Congress, he'd go on TV. And being the great communicator as he was, he would just say, well, you know, I'm trying to get this stuff done, but those people there in Congress, they
did
just...
Did you just do a little Reagan there?
Well,
did you just
do a little, I don't know
well.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, he did say well, didn't he?
He said well.
And that's the first word anyone
yeah.
does
that's
when someone
right.
does sure. a Reagan impression.
Yeah. A little breathy. Well,
yeah, kind of tilt his head to one side. Yeah. But, I mean, that's what
I don't
he would
know if
do.
That was voluntary or not.
He would take that to the public and invariably get
what
he wanted.
Man was in his 70s for crying out loud.
Well.
I doubt I'll see my 70s, so...
Oh,
I'm
by
getting
the
all
way,
my jabs in now.
Yeah, the GOP earmark ban is dead. Most of the Democrats and eight Republicans voted that one down.
We're
shocked over that.
Well, but that was an albatross anyway, because that was something to get your mind on.
Let's call it a red herring instead.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, go over here. Look, the problem is earmarks. No, it's not. Go ahead.
I mean that wasn't even a drop in the well. How is red herring better than an albatross?
Well, an albatross is something you kind of hang around your neck that you didn't want. A red herring is to take you off in another direction.
Okay.
In mystery writing. So the deal is this.
That was a legitimate question, by the way. Yeah. I wasn't trying to get you to.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. And you know, what you say is correct. We're not talking. This is all about window dressing here. Earmarks is just window dressing. It's not numbers that matter. And what you would hear elected officials say is, well, okay, if we get rid of earmarks, what we're basically doing is empowering the executive branch to do all of this stuff, meaning we don't get the bennies for the money that we're giving you. Because if Congress isn't deciding where those dollars go, the White House goes ahead and has them funded the way they see it, then that congressman doesn't get the pat on the back for bringing in the landfill project or whatever, or getting stop signs put up on some country road. And so they just don't want to give that up. And senators voted yesterday by an astounding number, 65 to 39, you know, no, just hell no, we're not going to give up the earmarks. And let's see what, oh, the Latinos may in fact be forming their own version of the Tea Party. Las Vegas Sun and other outlets say they could put this thing together by 2012, especially if the Democrats can't make any major progress. They're thinking it's going to be called the Tequila Party. Yeah!
See, now, why would you do that?
I don't know. That's not a good idea.
Let's go ahead and make it and lose any credibility we might possibly have.
Sure. I agree completely. That's everybody, I want salt on mine, man. I want mine on the rocks. No, you're missing the point. If, in fact, you do want to have some sort of relevance in the political arena, they may think that over again. And let's see. I guess that's about it. Oh, there... apparently, the Obama administration apparently wants to get all sorts of things done. First of all, they want to extend the unemployment benefits that you're talking about in the news.
Yeah,
we want to.
Because let's see, 99 weeks. How many weeks are in a year?
Yeah, I think it's 52.
So 52, 104 minus 99 is five. So that's about 23 months, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
23 months without a job is not long enough.
No, you're just. I know you're out there looking every day, and you just can't find something that fits your skill set.
That just chaps my hide.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh,
I think I'd flip burgers.
We got hide chapping going on.
Sorry about your hide.
Yeah.
We got some serious hide chapping going on here in the
all
news.
Right, that's right. That goes on.
I'd rather hear about your hide than those women who stole
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
If you're dreaming of a white Christmas, there's only one place around here you're likely to see one. On stage at the Theater Company, December 3rd through 19th. It's the timeless Irving Berlin musical, White Christmas, with songs like Happy Holidays, Blue Skies, Sisters, and White Christmas, directed by Randy Wilson and starring Matt Krieger, Evan Nault, Melissa Hernes, and Stephanie Hancock. Brought to you by the John and Gigi Green family, Dr. Bill Birdwell, DVS, and Dr. Stephen Wright, DVS. Tickets and showtimes available at the Arts Council of Brazos Valley or online at theatercompany.com.
'Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 60 months is under the tree on the Civic, Accord, Fit, Insight, and CRV. Or for up to 36 months, get 1.9% on the Honda Ridgeline or Element. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this successful year ends, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2010, Saturday, December 4th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day-only specials on everything for the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers. Lock in great prices and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2010, Saturday, December 4th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
You've probably been in a house that has a stunning setting overhanging a ravine or positioned to look into a forest or a hillside. Landscaping is, after all, an aesthetic art form. It's all about maximizing or creating beauty in our surroundings and then capitalizing on it. With that in mind, we're going to examine a few of the places you'll want to create good lines of sight in your plantings. I'll be back with details right after this message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? You probably do it. Hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions, carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, also broccoli and cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries, and pecans. Oh my, Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market. It doesn't get any better. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmers market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and your local businesses. Stop it in a farmers market today. Again, the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. You want to maintain landscaping vistas and viewpoints, for example, to the front door. Your entryway is what most people will be looking for, whether they're stopping to visit or merely driving by. That entry is as expected in the landscape as a table is in the dining room. If people can't see it, they have an uneasy feeling that something is missing. Your goal as you do your front yard design should be to use the largest shrubs off to the sides and then step down to the smallest types near the walk in the front door. Plant them in odd-numbered groupings for a more natural look and let them guide people's eyes just like the sides of a valley lead to the stream. Position shade trees to the left and the right of center and slightly in front of or behind the midpoint in the yard. Don't let their trunks block the sight line to the front door, and take care that they don't line up with other trees, with the corners of your house, with the middle of the yard, or with any other features. They need to look like they were planted by nature without regard to man's designs. Then you have a vista out across the patio or deck into the backyard. You get opposite perspectives when you experience the front yard landscape compared to the backyard. In the former, you're looking across the landscape at the entryway. Things get turned inside out when you're looking out across your backyard. You're already inside the house, but this time you're looking out the patio door or a large family room window across the backyard and into your surroundings. Develop a focal point toward the back of your rear garden. It could be a fountain or statue, or it might be the pool house or gazebo. Whatever it is, it becomes the star of its surroundings, and all that you plan and plant must focus attention its way. Do all that you can to keep it open and visible. Keep tall trees and rows of shrubs off to the sides. Let stepping stones lead in its general direction. Use large decorative patio pots to the left and right of your line of sight and use color beds as added sidelights. Hang baskets filled with trailing tropicals from the eaves to frame the view vertically. Then you have views into garden rooms in your landscape. You normally can't see from the bedroom to the kitchen and then out into the garage from any one spot inside your house, and most landscapes should follow that lead. You want to have little surprises, little garden rooms as you stroll through your gardens, unless you have a very small landscape. Keep that in mind. Ornamental edibles will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. I'm Neil Sperry. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Excuse me. I'm Tom Durbinville. Good morning. Here's your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, the Cotton Bowl knew who they wanted. Texas A&M knew where they wanted to be, and the match was made yesterday. The Aggies accepted the Cotton Bowl's invitation to play presumably either LSU or Alabama January the 7th at Cowboys Stadium in the 75th anniversary game of one of the oldest postseason games in college football. It'll be A&M's 12th visit to Dallas for the Cotton Bowl. Well, Arlington this time. It's their first since they lost to Tennessee 38-7 in the game that followed the 2004 season. By picking A&M early, it means the Cotton is passing on the possible availability of the Nebraska-Oklahoma loser this Saturday, or even Missouri or Oklahoma State, teams that had equal or better records than A&M and also tied for their division titles. The Cotton gets the second pick of Big 12 teams after the Fiesta Bowl automatically gets the Big 12 champ. Coach Mike Sherman said last night they're just thrilled to be going back to Dallas.
The nice thing about this event, number one, it's up in Dallas, and our fans can go to the game and watch it in the history of the Cotton Bowl. It's such a phenomenal history, and A&M has been a part of that history throughout the years. But the great thing is, in a bowl game like this, you have a chance to really cement your team, and not just on the field, but off the field. The camaraderie that you get by being together for so long, it can be a very good thing. And so your Aggie families, you're working on that stuff with your football family, then they have a chance to go home for Christmas, which is really nice. You know, be able to go home for Christmas and not be traveling on Christmas Day. So they can go home for about 3 days for Christmas time, and I think that's special, to be able to spend time with their families back home.
As for an opponent, the Cotton will get the second pick of the SEC team after the Capital One Bowl picks. LSU is ranked 10th by the BCS right now, and Alabama 16th. The Big 12 coaches made their all-conference selections known yesterday, and A&M's two best players are deserving first-teamers. Joker linebacker Von Miller and receiver Jeff Fuller are both picked on the elite team. Making second team, Aggie center Matt Allen and defensive back Corey L. Judy. While most every other starter was listed as honorable mention, even Coach Mike Sherman was named honorable mention coach of the year. The Big 12's first team quarterback is Brandon Weeden of Oklahoma State. Running backs are OSU's Kendall Hunter and Oklahoma's DeMarco Murray. OU's Ryan Broyles and OSU's Justin Blackman joined Fuller as all Big 12 receivers. Mike Gundy of Oklahoma State named the coach of the year, Blackman offensive player of the year, and Nebraska's Prince Amukamara was named the defensive player of the year. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees has been named Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. Brees was honored for leading the Saints to the Super Bowl title in January and his charity work. Since Brees joined the Saints in 2006, months after Hurricane Katrina, his foundation has worked with nearly 50 New Orleans schools and organizations to aid in the recovery. By the way, take it back to Monday night after that loss by the Cardinals. Arizona quarterback Derek Anderson and a reporter got into a verbal exchange when the reporter asked Anderson about why cameras caught him laughing with a teammate in the fourth quarter when his team was down 18 points. Well, Anderson had his say, and that was enough for him. And boy, did he have his say.
What Deuce and I talk about is nobody else's business.
But why was something funny when you're down 18 points in the fourth quarter?
It wasn't funny. I wasn't laughing about anything.
The camera showed you laughing.
Okay, that's fine.
Commented about it.
That's fine. I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not serious.
I put my heart and soul into every single week.
All I'm saying is the camera showed
I'm
you.
I'm just
laughing.
Telling you right now what I do every single week. Every single week, I put my heart and soul into this. I study my off. I don't go out there and laugh. It's not funny. Nothing's funny to me. I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed on Monday Night Football in front of everybody.
That's why I'm asking you what.
I'm telling you right now, we're talking. Deuce and I are talking.
What was the context in
which?
Sorry.
Press conference over. Tim Duncan scored a triple-double last night, and San Antonio beat Golden State 118-98, and that's your sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Prosperity Bank, and Tom Light Chevrolet. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you understand the value of taking good care of your car or truck, you're not alone. Our customers realize good maintenance habits pay off in longer vehicle life, better fuel economy, and more pride of ownership. They also know O'Reilly makes it easy with brand names you know and trust, guaranteed low prices, and professional parts people. With over 3,500 locations, there's always an O'Reilly Auto Parts store near you.
Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at any store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas and make the perfect stocking stuffers. O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices, every day.
We're here visiting with Mike Vivaldi, GM of Team Ford.
Hey guys, no other dealership in the Brazos Valley is currently offering a lifetime warranty. Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer you a lifetime warranty on any new Ford you purchase from Team Ford. So come in and purchase any new Ford and receive a lifetime powertrain warranty on your vehicle. Offered exclusively at Team Ford in Navasota.
Team Ford in Navasota, home of the lifetime warranty. Visit myteamford.com.
Hey folks, Papa John's here with a great special just for you. It's our extra large, any way you want it, for just $15. That's right, extra large pizza, 30% bigger than the large, any toppings you want for just $15. Give us a call or go online at Papa John's.
College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Just in time for the holidays, unemployment checks are about to dry up for the long-term jobless in a debate over the national debt. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Yeah, those checks for some 2 million people who used up their unemployment benefits but hung on through several extensions, now done. Opponents of another extension, mostly Republicans, say we can't afford another addition to the deficit, as has been the case with the other extensions. Democrats counter that if Republicans have no problem adding billions to the deficit to keep the Bush-era income tax cuts in place for millionaires, why don't they do the same for millions of middle-income Americans? Lisa?
Well, Rich, the president's deficit-cutting commission unveiling its final plan today, and co-chair Erskine Bowles says their goal is really to start an adult conversation.
It is the exact same conversation that every single family, every single business, every state and every municipality has been having.
Their draft report included massive spending cuts and raising the retirement age. Congress could cut some of the fat from school lunches. A bill that would also take sugary drinks off school menus is set for a House vote. Classes resumed today at the Wisconsin High School, where students were held hostage by a fellow student who died yesterday from his self-inflicted wounds. Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live with more.
Lisa, Marinette High School staff will try to reassure students that they're safe after Samuel Hengel held classmates and a teacher at gunpoint before killing himself. No one else was hurt. Police don't know what sparked the whole thing. Neither does student Nathan Miller.
He was my friend. I don't know why he would do this. He always seemed like a nice guy, straight-A student, and I don't know.
Grief counselors will be available for students. Lisa?
Thanks, Jennifer. Tornado watch is up for parts of the East Coast after one suspected tornado tore through a Georgia town yesterday, damaging more than 50 homes. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You don't have to fight traffic or the crowds.
Back off, it's mine!
To get great PCs for your business fast. Dell's most popular business systems can be delivered free in about 48 hours at Dell.com/getfast. Work the way you want by ordering a PC with Windows 7 Professional pre-installed. And order a Dell Fast Track PC with Windows 7 Professional before December 1st to get a Logitech wireless keyboard and mouse no charge. See details at Dell.com/getfast for offers and restrictions.
We're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station. Come and experience a Sleep Station exclusive, the Dr. Bruce Sleep Doctor mattresses.
I thought we were going to tell them about the number one rated mattress brand, Tempur-Pedic.
The Sleep Doctor mattress has temp sets designed to help regulate sleeping temperatures.
Tempur-Pedic has the highest owner satisfaction ratings of all mattress brands and has a 90-day trial.
The Sleep Doctor mattress has a 90-day trial, too.
If marriage is about compromise, why don't we just let the customers decide?
Central Station Shopping Center across from Specs, 696-1255 for the Sleep Station.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
The perfect gift for everyone on your Christmas list, even those hard to buy for folks, is as easy as one trip to Copy Corner. This year, make them a unique, one-of-a-kind, year-long calendar they will love. Gather up pictures of your family, friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, sorority sisters, or anything you can think of, and head over to Copy Corner. They have the tools to produce a high-quality, year-long calendar worthy of any wall space. It makes the perfect Christmas gift for everyone. Call 694-COPY. That's 694-2679, or go by Texas Avenue across from Outback.
They've shaken things up at Texas Truck Riggins. From truck and SUV accessories to rhinestones, you'll find everything from Ranchette grill guards and bumpers, toolboxes, headache racks, diesel performance chips, spray and bed liners and powder coating, to hand-poured circling candles, embellished yellow box shoes, fun fashion jewelry, and purses. From truck swag to lady bling, you'll find it all at Texas Truck Riggins. Voted best in the Brazos Valley 8 years running. See the Babonski family at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan for the best in truck accessories, and now so much more.
It's time for Expo 2010, Saturday, December 4th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day-only specials on everything for the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers. Lock in great prices and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2010, Saturday, December 4th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
WTAW News Time 7:06. It's 34 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 63. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Allegations of student violence last month at Davila Middle School in Bryan turned out to be unfounded. Bryan School Board President Pat Shield says it was just students at play.
I even had a student call me the next day to tell me that he was there and that it was not as the media made it out to be. That it was, you know, kids playing around in the locker room, that there was no beating, there was no, it was just a big, you know, wrestling match.
The board was concerned about the absence of adult supervision. David Stasny was among the trustees, asking Superintendent Mike Cargill if there are consequences for teachers and others who leave students unattended.
I would think the consequences may vary depending on just how serious the situation was.
And how serious the, I mean, what duty did they have? How long was it? Did they not show up? I mean, did they get caught on the way to a duty and they were 5 minutes late because a parent caught them and had a question or something like that? That's still not right, but you look at everything when you have these kind of incidents.
Well, I guess all I'm saying is you need to have some flexibility on the consequences. It's just that I'm sure what we would be looking for is to make sure that it's not a hand slap that then just happens over and over.
Cargill says campus principals have the authority to discipline staff on the spot, including termination. Five fire departments were involved in a Tuesday afternoon grass fire in Brazos County. Precinct 3 Fire Chief Gerald Burnett says the original call came just after noon to a grass fire at the former Hot Rod Hill Racetrack on Marino Road near Coulter Field.
His workers were out there working this afternoon and around the area where they were working, and one of them smoking cigarettes. they had a fire start in the grass. And by the time they realized the fire was started, it had gotten a pretty good hold.
Burnett says a mobile home used for storage was destroyed by the fire, along with 5 acres of land. Firefighters from Precincts 2, 3, 4, and the city of Bryan saved a couple of houses and several semi-trailers. No one was hurt, and no firefighting equipment was damaged. The chief also thanked the South Brazos County Fire Department for covering other calls while Precinct 3 crews assisted the original fire. For months, Brazos County commissioners each week have said no to instituting a burn ban outside city limits, but on Tuesday, commissioners changed their mind, passing a 60-day burn ban. Emergency Management Coordinator Chuck Frazier says he checks weekly with those on the front lines.
I try to talk to the rural chiefs specifically. We'll also talk to the communications dispatchers to find out how many runs they've sent fire crews out on, within that week period since the last time the court met. And like this particular week, like yesterday when we checked on this, they had been on 7 runs, which is probably average to below average as far as the number of runs. So people have been doing a pretty good job up to this point of kind of policing themselves.
Last week was the first commission vote that wasn't unanimous against the ban, as Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman sought to get a ban passed. Texas drivers feel less safe behind the wheel because of the actions of others. That's an overriding finding in a survey conducted by the Texas A&M-based Texas Transportation Institute. Research scientist Quinn Brackett says 3 big reasons add to our uneasiness when driving.
Cell phone use has increased. Aggressive driving has increased. And that people are, in general, are not as courteous as drivers as they used to be.
Respondents also favored sobriety checkpoints to cut down on drunk drivers. The survey questioned more than 1,100 Texas drivers at 10 driver license offices around the state. An appeal will come in the money laundering and conspiracy case of former Congressman Tom DeLay, just not right away. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
Before an appeal can be filed, DeLay's attorney Dick DeGaren says there has to be a sentence handed down by Judge Pat Priest.
Which right now is set in December, but we're asking that it be moved to January.
DeGaren says, however, to make no mistake, the money laundering and conspiracy conviction will be appealed shortly after sentencing. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And Texas prosecutors are stepping up their probe of a lawmaker who admits he pocketed thousands of dollars in state travel reimbursements. Travis County prosecutors began reviewing the travel practices of State Representative Joe Driver before the November elections, but now that the elections are over, that probe has turned into an active criminal investigation. Driver, a Garland Republican who was reelected to his 10th two-year term, has acknowledged that for years he collected reimbursements from taxpayers for travel he already had paid for using donated campaign money. Driver reimbursed his campaign more than $49,000 after the Associated Press revealed the double dipping. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 34 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Hey, I've been looking everywhere for a job.
Like where?
All the cool new hip social places, Jobface, Twistless, Greg's Pots, LinkedIn.
She's not really looking for a job. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, I tried most of those sites.
Did you find a job?
No, but I did find 3 former classmates who've been in prison.
Ooh.
5 booty call offers, a former boss who wants to sue me,
really?
And a guy who says he's my other mother.
You have another other mother?
You know, some people you just can't help. You can find hundreds of local jobs all for free at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
Sunshine's going to be with us from start to finish today, and it should actually help our temperatures climb into the low and mid-60s during the afternoon. Should be about 3 to 5 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. It's going to be clear tonight. We'll drop down into the low and mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little bit milder once again. Highs tomorrow in the mid and upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. Friday, partial sunshine. Big temperatures on Friday are probably going to be in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Uh-huh. Okay. There'll be sports. There'll be
coming up in sports. I'm so sorry. Coming up in sports, we'll talk about the Aggies' invitation to the Cotton Bowl, January the 7th. That's when it'll be. And we'll also talk a little basketball as the Mavericks win last night. We got that and more coming up in sports.
You know, today, I don't know if you know this or not, but today is National Pie Day.
Oh, and Soupy Sales is dead.
So we pulled up to this diner where people told us that we could get some good pie. And I like pie.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. You like pie, too?
Uh-huh. Yeah, elect me president. I like pie. Okay. So what's our favorite pie? They ask, I don't know, U.S. Americans what their favorite pie
Man, that's
was.
A
key lime for me.
You know, I had some pretty good pie last week.
I bet a lot of people did.
Yeah, that I didn't know that I would like.
What was it?
And that was that sweet potato praline pie.
Wasn't that good?
That was really pretty good stuff.
And you had to get a little bit of the little praline crust on top. Do we know who made those pies?
Well, yeah, that was Ben's Church, I believe.
Get out of here.
Yeah, see, they were selling pies. And he brought those up, you know, I guess as a sample or something like that.
Holy cow, man. Yeah. Those things were.
Yeah, they were. They
Those
were.
Things were awesome.
They may make some more here for Christmas time, but they brought up, I guess, pumpkin and and pecan and chocolate pecan, and again this sweet potato praline, which was just not bad.
Yeah, because sweet potato pie is not a very sweet pie.
No,
and for obvious reasons.
Yep.
But you know it was a sweet potato pie, but then right on top you had a praline crust on top, and it was good.
Pumpkin is number one.
Really? America's favorite pie?
I don't know.
Did they just ask this question last week?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Timing probably had something to do with that.
Well, people were eating pumpkin pie. So what's your favorite pie?
Yeah, if your wife just made it and she's across the table from you while you're being asked this, pumpkin.
My wife's pumpkin pie.
63%. Apple comes in at 27. Pecan at 7.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, really, I know. Lemon meringue at 6. The aforementioned sweet tater at 5%. Then chocolate cream and coconut custard at 4% and 3%.
No key lime in there anywhere.
Huh? Nah, key lime's a little esoteric, I really think. There are a lot of places in the country they just don't have key lime pie.
Well, key lime pie is delicious.
For them, yeah.
Now,
especially when you put a little rum in the whipped cream.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, yeah, you never had that?
No.
Really?
No.
Really,
no.
He says. Really?
Have not.
No, well, you need to, when you put the whipped cream on top, you need to mix a dash of rum.
Uh-huh.
In the whipped cream and put it on top of the key lime pie.
Do you put the lime in the coconut?
Yeah.
And put it on top?
Yeah. Now, used to be.
And put it all together?
You're going to start me dancing.
Yeah.
I like pie.
That's pretty annoying.
No, it's not pretty annoying. It's very annoying.
There's a place in Winnie, Texas called Bud Beggs.
I've been through Winnie.
Yeah, and Bud Beggs had red bean pie. And what they would do is they would take red beans and they'd mash them up and they'd put enough sugar in there, I guess, to probably give you diabetes right there. But, man, that was good. And that was the filling to the pie. They put it in a pie crust and eat it. And you thought you were eating pecan pie. Really tasted a whole lot like it. But, yeah, red bean pie. Had that like the first month I lived down in that part of the world because the people I worked with said, you got to try that. So I don't know.
Scott said, do I have to?
Yeah, really. But I did. I went, it's pretty good. So there you go. Those are your pies. And once again, just remember, our president likes pie as well. So it should make us all feel closer together, shouldn't it? So you talked to Quinn Brackett about driving out there, huh? I thought Quinn was very diplomatic.
Well, you know, that's part of what you have to do is be diplomatic.
Cell phones. That bothers people. Folks are on cell phones as they drive. And then that people drive aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the reason they drive aggressively is because the Mozon in front of them is on the cell phone.
Yeah.
And they got to get around them so that they can get on to where they need to go because that's more important. And then part three is, of course, that we're just not as courteous. And the reason is because you're in the fire lane when I want to be there. Because I just need to let somebody out to go shop for a minute, and then,
are you aiming this
No, I'm
someone?
Not.
Okay.
But the last time I was in one of my grocery stores,
Tom, are you feeling guilty for some reason?
Well,
here's a lady who's you know, in the fire lane. I go in and get what I need. I come back out. She's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't have been so bad if you went ahead and parked like everybody else rather than sit in the fire lane because you were just there for a little while. But anyway.
Well, yeah. There was no fire.
No, that's right. Now, you didn't.
But anyway, go ahead.
That's all. But Quinn didn't mention tinted windows. That probably helps a lot to the anonymity. And again, we all just feel anonymous, right, when we get into our vehicles. You can't see us. Anything that happens inside the vehicle, you can't see us. So we're just going to go ahead and drive like we own the road because, after all, we paid for it.
Once again, it'll change your perspective if you drive with your windows down.
Yeah, that's true. Can do that this week, as a matter of fact. Weather looks pretty good.
A little chilly. Might be a little breezy.
But yeah.
I'm seeing more and more people, it seems, on their cell phones when they're driving. I mean, really. I mean, it just seems to be it's a problem that's getting. And because of that, I've pretty much cut it out. I just don't do it. I have a hands-free device, but I don't even use that. But the thing that perplexes me is this texting, you know, while driving. And I'm not going to say that, is there anybody out there that thinks, you know, I think it's a really good idea to text while you drive?
Sure.
I
mean, is there a problem?
Well, no. I mean, seriously. I'm talking seriously. Is there anybody out there that thinks that that's good? Well, no, nobody in their right mind certainly does. So why, my question is, okay, we've done it in the school zones. Why is U.S. America not, or why isn't the state of Texas, why aren't they passing laws?
No.
No, why? Really, seriously.
Why are they not?
Why are they not passing laws for texting and driving?
Well, because
don't give me about this, you know, personal freedoms and all this kind of stuff, because that has nothing to do with it, because you might be killing me.
Go ahead.
It ain't like smoking in a restaurant.
Go ahead, Chase. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm going to let him finish, because every time we try, he keeps going.
Okay.
So.
You done?
No, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
It is unenforceable. If you just do
texting. There's a lot of traffic laws that are unenforceable. I mean, you're not supposed to drive with your shoes off, I don't think, you know, but there's a lot that are hard to enforce. I won't say unenforceable, but hard to enforce, yeah.
You would have to pass a ban not on texting. You would have to pass a ban on not even holding your cell phone. It would have to be a ban on all forms of phone use. You could not talk on your cell phone. You could not hold your cell phone. I mean, you would not be able to have your cell phone in your hands, because if you are an officer, look at it this way, Tom. If I'm driving and I've got my phone in my hand, and you pull me over thinking that I'm texting, what right do you have to take my personal property at that point?
Okay.
You need a warrant.
Okay. But wouldn't just passing the law cut down on it happening? Yes, it would. Okay, you are wrong.
Let me take a call. Hello.
Passing the law itself would cut down on the event itself.
Let's let the listeners call. Hello. Go ahead.
Golly.
Tom,
yes.
It's a matter of personal responsibility.
No.
If someone's going to be careless and cause an accident, let them pay the penalty. Why should we all...
No, wait. What? I'm not worried about them paying the penalty. I'm worried about me or my grandchild paying the penalty. That's what I'm worried about.
If you're willing to give up liberty for an illusion of safety, go right ahead. But don't try to impose it on the rest of us.
Yeah, I mean...
No. Oh, my gosh. No, the rest of us are the people that are coming the other way while you're coming at me while you're texting. That's the rest of us. The rest of us is me and my grandchild in the car. No. To heck with your personal liberties when you're putting my life at danger.
Hello?
Yes, it is not against the law to drive without your shoes on. That's
okay.
A myth.
That's true. Right. That is a myth.
Okay, bad example.
Bad
example. But no, you're talking about you have no personal liberties when it comes to putting my life at risk.
Hello?
Hi, I've been on I-5 in California between San Diego and Los Angeles. And it's against the law there, and it doesn't make a bit of difference.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, if
how do you know it doesn't make a bit of difference? How do you know how many people would be doing it if it was a law, and how many people wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't a law?
Let's take another call.
How do you
call.
Know it doesn't
let's
make a bit
call.
Of difference?
I've got an easy solution. Easy solution. Tom, just start walking.
Get off the road. Hello?
To Tom, although I agree with his sentiment, there was a study that was released recently on three or four states that had passed a texting ban, and they found that accidents due to texting actually went up because the drivers were hiding it more.
Interesting. Yeah, and I guess you can find a...
And the argument that we have to consider as far as why not pass the law just to see if it reduces those who would honor the law, okay, which I believe is the spirit of Tom's argument.
Right.
If that is the case, and it's not to say that it might not have some impact, but if that was the case, then drunk driving problems would no longer exist.
And I'm not.
Why do we have the law in school zones then if we don't have it other places?
Because you can't even. That's what I'm saying. It's not a text ban in school zones. You can't even have your cell phone out in a school zone. You cannot use it in any capacity in a school zone. And if that's what you're going to, if that is what you're after. That's the type of law that would have to be passed. That's the type of regulation that has to be passed. You can't even be, you know, even have the appearance of using your cell phone in a school zone.
Caller.
I think we all need to go back to CB radio.
Yeah. Caller.
breaker one night.
Caller.
Yes, sir. Also, you know, in all reality, even if they passed the law, would it be enforced? I mean, look at the noise ordinance they have with cars and look at, you know, against the law to have kids in the back of the trucks, but...
Right.
You know, they're never enforced.
Thanks. Okay. All right. Think about this, Tom. How many times have you seen somebody run a red light and there's a policeman near enough by that you think that policeman could have gone and done something about that? And you get annoyed about it. How many kids, how many people, that's kids is not right, how many drivers?
Yeah, but we have laws against running red lights, which I think makes people not run red lights.
Okay. How many?
More people not run red lights than would have if you didn't have a law.
How many drivers are breaking a law that you see that happen? They're breaking the law. Let's say that we have this law and they're breaking the law. And so what does that do but engender anger in you that law can't be enforced? Because where's a policeman when you really need them? And I have to believe the police officers really have a lot of things that they need to be taking care of. And as Jay says, it's just unenforceable. Let's take more calls. I hear what you're saying. It's just from a practical standpoint.
It doesn't
standpoint.
Matter that it's hard to enforce.
Hello?
First off, I disagree that it's unenforceable.
Yeah, phone manufacturers are working on a feature that disables the texting feature on the phone if it's detected moving.
Uh-huh.
So I think the aim is to do that for the teenagers.
Well, what, if you're a passenger, then you won't be able to text? See?
Yep.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, I think we need to put breathalyzers and jamming devices in every car that's put out on the market.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I just want to let you know that the argument of let's protect the kids is used for everything. That's why you can't give Happy Meals in San Francisco anymore.
Hello?
Let you know.
Hello?
Yes. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience when you're being chased by the law enforcement people and hits your brother and kills him in a car wreck, it's supposed to be enforceable, yet it doesn't change the situation. That's happened to me.
Okay, all right, thank you. Hello, last call for right now. Hello.
Don't we already have a law against distracted driving?
Well, that's, you know, I was just about to say it earlier in the conversation. I believe that officers have the opportunity to use distracted driving if evidence is there at an accident to place blame. And therefore go on as far as the placing blame as far as accidents are concerned. We'll pick it up again. We just got to get going now. It's 7:26.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy new signature treats made fresh at the farm. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
Hey, good morning. Here's your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 63 for a high temperature today. It'll be pretty nice because the winds will be out of the south and not very strong, about 5 miles an hour. Tonight our low is 36, and the balance of the week, outstanding weather. High of around 70, low temperature around 50 each night. No mention of rain, and that'll carry us all the way through Sunday. Right now the humidity is 61%. We have calm winds, fair skies, and it's 32 degrees. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, while some of you were out shopping for Christmas, others in New York were scrambling trying to find health insurance. That's because one of New York's biggest unions, the 1199 SEIU United Healthcare Workers East, dropped coverage for the children of more than 30,000 members. And these 30,000 members are not the well-off union members. They're the low-wage home attendants. Union members who are scraping to get by. The poor, the downtrodden, the oppressed. The union informed their members that as of January 1st, they're on their own when it comes to providing health insurance for their kids. The union blames New York State for making them buy coverage from a third party, which raised premiums by 60%. But the state denies forcing the union to switch health insurers and says the union's health care fund was already financially troubled. The union admits it faced a $15 million deficit next year and more in coming years if they were to continue insuring the children of their members. So, the SEIU Healthcare Workers Union put profits over the health and safety of children. They didn't ask wealthier union members to pay higher dues, and they didn't give the low-income union members a bailout. They just cut the poor union members off, threw their children into the cold winter streets without even a lump of coal. The SEIU just told their poor members, Merry Christmas, and screw you, and screw your kids, and put that under the tree, and leave us alone.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You don't have to fight traffic or the crowds.
Back off, it's mine!
To get great PCs for your business fast. Dell's most popular business systems can be delivered free in about 48 hours at Dell.com/getfast. Work the way you want by ordering a PC with Windows 7 Professional pre-installed. And order a Dell Fast Track PC with Windows 7 Professional before December 1st to get a Logitech wireless keyboard and mouse no charge. See details at Dell.com/getfast for offers and restrictions.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555. Or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 35 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan, school board members took time during a special meeting this week to ask administrators what happens to educators when they leave students unsupervised. Superintendent Mike Cargill says campus principals have the authority to discipline staff on the spot up to and including termination.
Anytime there's not somebody supervising kids, something could happen that's misconstrued, where like it could be a group of kids that look like play fighting, and all of a sudden it makes it look like they're doing something, they're really fighting when they're really not and stuff. So things can be really blown out of context and misconstrued when you don't have somebody right there watching to say, no, this is what exactly happened.
The discussion follows allegations of student violence last month at Davila Middle School that turned out to be unfounded. Trustees President Pat Shield says it was students at play.
And with WWE and the mixed martial arts and, you know, things like that, people, you know, kids play around, and especially junior high boys locker rooms. So, you know, the correct supervision being in there would have prevented such a media backlash of such a minor event without. You know, I'm not aware of any injuries being reported or anything like that.
Neither Cargill nor Shields revealed what, if any, personnel action was taken for the absence of adult supervision at Davila. A discarded cigarette started a grass fire near Bryan's Airport that kept 5 fire departments busy for more than 5 hours Tuesday afternoon. Precinct 3 Fire Chief Gerald Burnett says it was at the former Hot Rod Hill Racetrack on Marino Road.
They had lost one trailer, the mobile home that was actually used for storage. They came close to losing a couple of houses, but they said they actually saved those and several 18-wheeler trailers. And then it wound up being probably about 5 acres.
Firefighters from precincts 2, 3, 4, and the city of Bryan responded, while the South Brazos County Fire Department covered other fire calls. No one was hurt and no firefighting equipment was damaged. Brazos County commissioners have unanimously enacted a burn ban for 60 days outside of incorporated areas. Emergency Management Coordinator Chuck Frazier says there's been talk about implementing a ban for a while.
And what we're always trying to balance is the needless runs that once you put a burn ban in place, you know, if people aren't behaving irresponsibly, once you put a burn ban in place, anytime somebody lights any kind of fire, you know, we're kind of obligated to send, you know, the fire departments are obligated to send crews out to put that fire out. So we're always trying to balance that, whether we need it for people's safety, whether it's really a problem. And up to this point, you know, it hasn't been.
Last week, Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman supported a ban because his Precinct 1 fire chief was in favor. Wasserman was outvoted, however, by the rest of the commissioner's court. Aggressive driving, texting and cell phone use, and just being downright rude. Those are three big reasons Texas drivers don't feel as safe behind the wheel as they used to. The findings come in a survey of Texas drivers conducted by the Texas A&M-based Texas Transportation Institute. Concerns are still very high over drunk drivers, too, and research scientist Quinn Brackett says increased enforcement is supported.
Sobriety checkpoints were supported by a majority of the respondents. And the use of ignition interlocks, there were a number of supporters for that as well.
An overall ban of cell phone use while driving was supported by a roughly 2-to-1 margin. More than 1,100 Texas drivers were questioned at 10 driver license offices around the state. On average, Americans with credit cards owe about $5,000 in credit card debt, but as Barbara Schwartz reports, more than 8 million have put away the plastic.
They're not using credit cards. TransUnion's Cliff O'Neill says some people just don't qualify, and those of us who do have them.
So we're asking ourselves, do we really need to buy this? And if we do need to buy it, can we pay cash instead of put on a credit card? And generally, consumers across the board are being more cautious and wanting to maintain a health with those credit card relationships.
O'Neill says we're also paying down our credit card debt year after year overall. We've paid it down 11.5%. He says debit cards are becoming more popular. We're still buying stuff, but just choosing another way to do so. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And Lowe's is recalling some 11 million blinds and Roman shades because of concerns that children could strangle on the cords of the products. The recall involves all styles and sizes of Roman shades and roll-up blinds sold by Lowe's. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says two children became entangled in the exposed cord on the back side of Roman shades while looking out of windows. WTAW News Time is 7:35, 35 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill, and did it frustrate you that the bill went up in a down market? You don't have control over this year's bill, but you do have some control over next year. I am Brian Steven, local owner of Paramount Property Analysts, specializing in appealing property taxes in Brazos County and surrounding areas, saving more than $880,000 in taxes for my clients in 2009. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's commercial or residential, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need and deserve. Call me at 485-8537 or Google Paramount Property.
Hot Couture Boutique has the hottest selection of apparel, gifts, and more for the holidays. Offering new lines of clothing such as Rock and Roll Cowgirl, Pink Cadillac, A7 Jeans, and Rock Revival, alongside new designer bags, jewelry, rain boots, and dresses. Hot Couture is a must-stop for holiday shopping this year. The hottest boutique in the Brazos Valley, Hot Couture, is located in Fireplaces Etc. on Highway 21 in Bryan. Visit fireplacesetc.com to find out more.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center. That's the College Station Sleep Center.
High pressure sitting right over the region this morning. Clear skies, abundant sunshine for today. We're off to a cool start, but we'll warm nicely today. Coldest air is going to be sliding east of the region out into the Gulf of Mexico today. High 60 to 65. Clear tonight, not as cool. Lows 40 to 45. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Friday should be partly sunny and pleasant with temperatures around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk about the Aggies going to the Cotton Bowl. Yep, it's a done deal. January the 7th at Cowboys Stadium, it'll be. We'll talk about that. Aggie basketball, their next four games are at home starting tomorrow night. We got that and more. more coming up in sports.
There you are. Pandora, that's the internet-based music service that lets you select your own playlist based on what you like and don't like. Soon will be in your car's dashboard. More distractions for you. The company, which saw the stat that says half of all radio listening is in the car, say they've partnered with Ford and Mercedes-Benz and GM to either get a plug-in for your car or music player right there in the dash. Alpine and Pioneer already have aftermarket in-dash radios with Pandora. Company says voice-activated music searching is coming as well. That way you'll be yelling at your dashboard, and it'll say,
"I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that."
Yeah, you betcha.
If Pandora doesn't like what you're playing, then, you know, it just they won't play it. Oh!
Now, but I like Ferland Husky.
Yeah. Can't do it! Now, if you'll remember yesterday, we talked about things that you should not buy the woman in your life. If you recall, that's how we found out about there were blenders out there that, what, cost $1,900? So that if you wanted to have...
$1,100, I believe, is okay. What it was. And that some place had two of them.
Yeah, if you wanted a sorghum-rita.
They make sorghum-ritas over there on campus somewhere.
That's right, yeah. Boy, that does sound tasty, doesn't it? Well, here we go. Subtlety is lost on a man, according to W. Bruce Cameron, who is the author of a really scary book called How to Remodel a Man. Tips on, he gives these tips to Women's Day magazine. How to remodel a man?
It's also our second Women's Day reference in 2 days.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, yesterday was the shopping reference. Okay, this is what Bruce says, ladies. Be direct. When you show him something and you love it, tell him. Just say, here it is. Or if it's in a catalog, circle it and leave it right there next to the beer can. Get him in the mood. Most men don't think about gifts until crunch time, so have a more general discussion early on. Hit the stores together. Consider a gift that you can share. And then finally, be honest. Ask him what he's thinking about getting you. That really helps a lot.
Yeah, especially ask him now, 3.5 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
And just so you can snap a picture of him when he goes,
oh, no. Is our anniversary coming up? Yeah. Anyhow, just
I need to know this early.
Trying to help you out a little bit. See if it works. Oh, and by the way, once again, I mean, we've been telling you this for years, but one more person has added their name to the list of saying it's okay to re-gift. Cynthia Grasso, founder of the Charleston School of Protocol and Etiquette.
Well, she was the one I was waiting on.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She said it's perfectly acceptable to re-gift as long as you don't use the holidays as an opportunity to clean out the old closet. Stick to the basics like socks and gloves and maybe a vase or a vase or body products. Make sure to remove any tags before you rewrap it. Yeah, that's probably right.
Whatever. Don't use it to clean out your old stuff.
Here, this is an interesting thing. You never know what it could be. Hello?
Oh, this is great. A gift we can share. New bass boat, buddy.
Yeah. You bet. Soap on a rope. I saw this and thought of you, hon. Amtrak is going to start allowing passengers to carry guns aboard some of their trains.
Wait, I
don't know.
Say that real slow.
Uh-huh. Amtrak. Well, they sense an opening here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a hassle now to get on an airplane and do that. Okay, it's between buses and trains. Buses and trains. All I'm thinking is, what's it like waiting in the terminal, okay? I think trains probably went out. So now they're going, what do we do to jack it up a notch? Let's allow passengers to carry guns aboard the train just to make themselves feel safer. We'll get more details, but that's the story we have for you this morning. Every time authorities try to make it impossible for college students to accidentally get wasted, college students prove they're determined to accidentally get wasted.
Well, duh.
Less than 2 weeks after federal regulators forced four loco, is that right?
Yeah,
off the shelves?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. ABC News reporting there's a new...
Chase knew that awfully quickly. Didn't?
Yeah. He has to know that. He does that other show down the hall.
That's why he knows.
ABC News reports that there's a new alcoholic craze among students. And, Chase, I mention this simply because I think we work with a guy who in a discussion about pies one day, oh, I don't know, it might have been earlier today, talked about how you can jazz up your pie a little bit.
Oh, yeah. with a little rum.
I think that's what he said.
With a little Bacardi.
Now there's something called whip lightning.
Well, it's
mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
Yes, sir. It is whipped cream that is 18% alcohol.
That'd be whipped cream.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I think that's exactly what I was referring to, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. It's 18%.
18%?
Yeah, I'd say that. I just put a splash in. You know, I don't really like use a jigger or nothing.
Yeah, okay.
A little splash of Bacardi in your whipped cream.
The fluffy stuff, which comes in flavors like amaretto, German chocolate, and strawberry colada can be used to top anything. Well, it says here, anything from pumpkin pie to coffee. Or you know what? You could probably just get a spoon.
That's right.
You probably just cut out the middleman right there.
Or you could cut out the whipped cream if you want to.
Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah. Well, but it's easier to drive and eat this, right?
Yeah, that's true.
This is an idea of using whipped lightning on already alcohol-beveraged drinks. Now, so what happens... I mean, that'd be a minor in possession. If you got an open container.
You got an open container of whipped cream and a wooden spoon. Yeah, you just thought texting and driving was dangerous.
Here we go.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
The end of the model year means car dealers are looking to clear off their lots of those 2010 models. They want to make room for the new ones that are coming in. That means they're probably willing to make some deals on their existing inventory. And if that's the case, and you are in the market for a new vehicle, you probably want to make sure you have your ducks in a row. You want to make sure that you have your questions answered. And a good way to do that is to try and do that as much as possible in advance before you ever set foot on the lot. You can do that when you go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Mike Vivaldi from Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota will help you out, answer your questions honestly in a timely manner. If you're curious about things like 0% financing, cash back, questions about your credit, if you're a first-time buyer, Mike Vivaldi can help you out. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Scroll down, look for the icon toward the bottom of the screen now. WTAW.com, ask Mike. Brought to you by Team Ford and Team Auto of Navasota.
I chose the Molly Mae lifestyle. 5 reasons why I'm glad I did. Number 5, I have more time. Instead of cleaning, I have more time to do what I want to do. Number 4, Molly Mae cleans my home the way I want. People notice. They comment on how fresh and clean my home is. Number 3, no contracts, and they guarantee their work. Number 2, the reputation. Molly Mae has been taking care of Americans' homes for more than 30 years. And number 1, for a cleaning plan designed around your home and lifestyle, call Molly Mae today at 693-7700 or visit us on the web at mollymae.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Few things are as destructive to marriage as infidelity. And sadly, affairs involving sex are just the tip of the iceberg. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I was astonished to read about a study from the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy showing the prevalence of emotional infidelity. A national survey found that while 15% of married women and 25% of married men have had sexual affairs, an additional 20% of married couples have been impacted by emotional affairs. The prevalence of Facebook and other social networking sites has made this a bigger danger than ever before. In an online setting, we're more likely to share personal information with others, stuff we wouldn't normally talk about in person. Without the proper boundaries in place, catching up with an old high school friend on Facebook can quickly become inappropriate. If you find that you're sharing a lot of personal stuff with someone of the opposite sex online, and you feel more connected with that person than with your own spouse, it's time to cut things off. For one thing, you're much more susceptible to a sexual affair at that point. But even if that doesn't happen, you're already engaging in a form of emotional intimacy that will have a devastating impact on your spouse and your marriage. And it's just not worth it. The rules are different today. Setting healthy boundaries with your coworkers isn't enough. For the sake of our marriages, we need to have firm rules established for our online friends as well. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's quick.
No waiting. I take my son's temperature in just a few seconds.
Easy.
I just scan her forehead and that's it. The baby doesn't even notice. So you don't feel bad. Just checking.
Accurate.
I work in a pediatric clinic and use it all the time. We've tested it against other methods and it's accurate every time.
And best of all, affordable.
Great value. I figured I'd be spending an arm and a leg. Nope, can't beat the price.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Pick one up for the family at Supercenters and Sam's Clubs.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on strings. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey, with 5% cash back bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cash back bonus?
Saving up for some plastic surgery. You know, the year thing.
Now through December, get 5% cash back bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
Ron, you have a lot of new introductions here at Aggieland Carpet One. Tell me what's going on right now.
We're excited about a lot of new introductions that have recently come out in various categories called Tigressa. It's a new generation of fiber, and they're just incredibly nice looking products and nice feeling carpet products.
Their tagline is the softer, stronger carpet. What makes them different?
It's the twist of the yarn and the type of yarn that they're using. New generation of nylon that's a finer yet stronger fiber. Just classic textured looks onto patterned high style looks.
I just think everyone should come in today. Highway 6 and College Station. They have the beautiful guarantee, a guarantee that you're going to love the floors you choose, or it's free.
One more time, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports brought to you by Awards and More. Aggies are going to the Cotton Bowl for a 12th time. Yep, yesterday it was a done deal as the Aggies accepted the invitation for the 75th Cotton Bowl, which will be played January the 7th. Yeah, later. It'll be at 7 o'clock at night at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. That's where they already played Arkansas this year. Like we said, it will be the 12th visit to the Cotton Bowl for the first time since they lost to Tennessee 38-7 in the 2005 game after the 2004 season. By picking A&M early, it means the Cotton is passing on the possible availability of the Nebraska-Oklahoma loser this Saturday, or even Missouri or Oklahoma State, who was in last year's game. These are teams that equaled or bettered the record of A&M and also tied for their division titles. The Cotton gets the second pick of Big 12 teams after the Fiesta Bowl automatically gets the Big 12 champion. Coach Mike Sherman on the Mike Sherman radio show last night.
You know, we have a lot of Aggies up there, obviously, and a lot of Aggies involved in the Cotton Bowl, which I'm certainly we're tremendously grateful that this invitation was extended. I'm sure a lot of people went to bat for us and feel very honored to be representing the Big 12 in the Cotton Bowl.
The Alamo Bowl, then the Insight, then the Holiday Bowl get the next three picks of Big 12 schools. As for an opponent, well, the Cotton will get the second pick of an SEC team after the Capital One Bowl picks. LSU is ranked 10th by the BCS. Alabama is ranked 16th. Those are the two teams most people project will play A&M. Big 12 coaches made their all-conference selections known yesterday, and A&M's two best players got first team. Joker linebacker, defensive end, whatever position he wants to call it, Von Miller, and receiver Jeff Fuller, both picked for the elite team, making second team Aggie center Matt Allen and defensive back Corey L. Judy, while most every other Aggie starter was listed as honorable mention. Even Coach Mike Sherman was named honorable mention Coach of the Year. By the way, Von Miller, also one of six finalists for the Ted Hendricks Award, which goes to the best defensive end in the country. The Big 12's first-team quarterback is Brandon Weeden of Oklahoma State. Running backs are OSU's Kendall Hunter and Oklahoma's DeMarco Murray. OU's Ryan Broyles and OSU's Justin Blackmon joined Fuller as All-Big 12 receivers. Mike Gundy of Oklahoma State was named the Coach of the Year. Now, this team was voted on by the coaches. They were not allowed to vote for their own players. Blackmon was named Offensive Player of the Year, and Nebraska's Prince Amukamara was named the Defensive Player of the Year. Speaking of bowl games, East Carolina has accepted an invitation to play in the Military Bowl in Washington, D.C. The 6-6 Pirates will take on a team from the ACC. Aggie basketball team will be home for their next four games, including two this week when they host tomorrow night Stephen F. Austin and then Pacific on Saturday. Coach Mark Turgeon says that those are both good teams to get ready for the Big 12.
I try to schedule good teams. They might not be big names to Texas A&M fans, but they're well-respected programs around the country. And Stephen F. Austin, that was in the NCAA tournament 2 years ago. I think last year they finished second, lost in the championship game to Sam Houston. Danny does a great job. They're going to come in here, they're going to grind it and run sets and all kinds of sets, and they're going to get after us defensively. We were lucky to beat them 2 years ago at home. And so it's a great game for us, really challenge us. Then you got Pacific. Coach Thomas, I think, is one of the better coaches in the country. They'll come in, they'll spread us out and do some things, and we don't have a lot of time to prepare. Last weekend will help us because we just went through that. And so it's just two great RPI games for us and home games. And I think two teams are going to win a ton of games, which help us, you know, helps prepare us for the league.
The Aggie women will host Cal Saturday morning at Reed Arena. The future of the Preakness Stakes in Maryland is in doubt after the State Racing Commission rejected plans for a much shorter live racing schedule at the state's two tracks. The operators of the Maryland Jockey Club had proposed 17 days of live racing at Laurel Park and 30 days at Pimlico, the site of the Preakness, which is the second leg of the Triple Crown. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees has been named the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. And last night, San Antonio beat Golden State 118-98. Tim Duncan had a triple-double for the Spurs. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:54. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Personalize your gifts this holiday season with Awards and More. It's holiday shopping time, and Awards and More can custom engrave your gifts. From cell phones, iPods, laptops, to almost anything you need engraved. Check out Awards and More's huge selection of in-store gifts you can buy and have engraved on site. Employers, don't forget to recognize your employees' annual achievements with custom awards from Awards and More. Call 696-3886 or visit Awards and More next to Luby's on Texas Avenue.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
If you've been considering replacing the windows in your home with premium windows, you need to move fast to receive the tax credit for energy efficiency. The program started in 2009, but it expires at the end of this month, at the end of the year. The program allows for a tax credit of 30% of materials up to $1,500 for qualifying windows. The folks at Intercon want to remind you, no aluminum windows and not all vinyl windows qualify for the tax credit, but windows that are vinyl that are sold by Intercon meet and exceed the requirements of the tax credit. Some folks are a little bit skeptical. They've never experienced vinyl windows, don't know anything about them. Well, they've been around for about 35 years, and the vinyl windows that you'll find at Intercon, they're called TechView. Those vinyl windows have one of the best warranties in the industry. They meet and exceed the requirements for you to be able to get the tax credit. So why don't you give your neighbors, Oscar Brad Beard, a call at Intercon at 823-3639. They'll be glad to give you a free no-obligation quote so that you can take advantage of the tax credit. Plus, You can make your home more comfortable, make it more efficient, and actually probably enhance the beauty of your home as well. So call Oscar or Brad Beard at Intercon and find out how easy it is to upgrade your home with vinyl windows. Number to call again is 823-3639. It's Intercon.
If it's time to remodel your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. Since 1979, Rebath has been manufacturing quality bathroom products. Our shower bases, tubs, and wall surrounds are made from Durabath SSP, a solid surface polymer that is non-porous and very easy to clean. Rebath has over 60 different pattern and color combinations to choose from and comes with a lifetime warranty. We're located now in Bryan College Station. For quality and value for your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. That's 979-260-8000. For safety in the bathroom, convert your tub into a new walk-in shower with grab bars and a seat. Call today, 979-260-8000. Upgrade the look, style, and design with Rebath. For a free estimate, call 979-260-8000. Let Rebath make a difference in your home with quality bathroom remodeling.
Hey, a couple of minutes till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. The guy spinning tunes during the Auburn-Alabama college football game on Saturday has been fired.
What happened?
Well, and the headline was very misleading because, and you'll understand why it got my attention when I saw that PA announcer fired after Iron Bowl.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. Huh?
And I thought, really?
Yeah.
But it turns out, yeah, it was some part-time employee.
That's it. Auburn quarterback Cam Newton, of course, been in the news.
Allegedly.
Because his father, who is a preacher, allegedly, tried to sell his son's...
He's allegedly a preacher?
Yeah. Tried to sell his son's services to the highest bidder while...
Allegedly.
Yeah, Cam was going to school there at Blinn.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So when the Alabama Stadium DJ played Steve Miller's Take the Money and Run,
as well as
Dusty Springfield's Son of a Preacher Man, people noticed. The public relations director for Alabama told the Tuscaloosa News that the now former staff member was not following the pre-approved music list, and that's the reason he was fired.
Well, the TV announcer for that game, we don't have enough time. The TV announcer made sort of a little faux pas, though. He was talking about the receivers for Auburn, and he meant to say they really earned their yards, they really earned their yards out there.
Yeah.
And Vern Lundquist, he went along with it and said, you almost said money, didn't you?
Yeah.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Less than a month left before the Bush tax cuts expire.
We do not want to see tax rates for middle-class families go up, not in this economy, and not ever. And I think that's what we're going to start doing today.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs on Fox and Friends as a new four-man group named by the president and congressional leaders dives into the deadlocked issue. Republicans want all of the cuts extended. President Obama opposed to a permanent extension for upper incomes. The panel in charge of trying to find ways to erase the deficit about to unveil its final plan.
The American people know this is the moment of truth.
Co-chair Erskine Bowles not sure if the commission will sign on, let alone Congress. Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Well, the plan is politically explosive and is likely to be greeted in Congress like a sheep among wolves, antagonizing Republicans with tax hikes and Democrats with spending cuts. Specifically, it would gradually raise the retirement age and Social Security to 69, reduce cost of living adjustments in Social Security, and increase the cap on income that's hit by Social Security taxes. It also doubles the federal tax on gasoline. It would freeze pay for federal workers for 3 years and trim 200,000 jobs from the federal payroll through attrition. Lisa?
Thanks, Mike. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reassuring other world leaders about leaked diplomatic secrets at a summit in Kazakhstan right now. Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin has this live.
The secretary is saying the leak will not affect how America relates to its partners. Cables published today cite fears that Al-Qaeda-type groups might get their hands on Pakistan's nuclear material, and others allege Cuban intelligence has close links with Venezuela and may even have direct access to President Chavez. Meanwhile, Interpol today releasing a red notice arrest warrant for the face of WikiLeaks, Australian Julian Assange. He is said to be hiding here in Britain. Lisa?
Thanks, Alistair. And there's word of 10 terror suspects under arrest in Spain and Thailand in connection with the Mumbai attacks. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important information for you. Right now, mortgage rates are as low as they've been in nearly 55 years. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 4.25%, APR 4.52%. You know, a lot of folks tell me, Jay, I'm intimidated by the mortgage process. I don't want to go through the pain. You don't have to worry about that at Quicken Loans. We've got the best of both worlds. We've got great mortgage bankers that are highly trained, and they've made it their mission to make sure that the process is the best in the entire industry. We've also got great online tools. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can go online. You can find out where your mortgage is at, what the next steps are. So it's easy, it's simple. You'll be surprised how quickly you close your loan. Take advantage of today's super low interest rates right now. In fact, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 4.25%, APR 4.52%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Suddenlink wants to let you know this is the time for you to unwrap the savings that are there for you, even more when you bundle. Lots of ways for Suddenlink to enhance your experience. First of all, let's talk about Suddenlink home phone service. Only $26 a month when you bundle. You get unlimited local and long distance. And six of the most popular calling features that you may not even have right now. Plus, they have this North American calling plan for only $25 a month, which includes 500 minutes per month to Mexico and Canada. Only available when you subscribe to the Suddenlink phone service, obviously. You get high-speed internet for as low as $22 a month. $22 a month, and then advanced digital TV for as low as $26 a month. Plus, there's home security if you want to go that route. In addition, $20 a month, all this when you bundle. And, of course, if you're an NFL fan, remember that they suddenly can add a package for only $7 a month that gets you the NFL Network and NFL Red Zone if you're going for that. But remember, just with the advanced digital TV, you get free digital music. This time of year, if you want your home filled with Christmas music, you can do that because there's a Christmas channel there, plus all sorts of other kind of music, and that's included. There's a free on-screen guide, which is tremendous, and something I use more and more now, which is video on demand. They've captured so many shows that you might want to be able to watch. There's free access to ESPN3.com and also super fast downloads with the high-speed internet. So lots of reasons for you to be in touch with the folks at Suddenlink. Call them at 1-800-915-1866 or go to Suddenlink.com. 1-800-915-1866 or Suddenlink.com.
The best family of 2011 midsize SUVs are only at Sterling Auto Group, like the luxurious and fuel-efficient 2011 Buick Enclave, now 0% for 60 months. Or the spacious 2011 GMC Acadia, also 0% for 60 months. Or choose from several 2011 GMC Terrain starting at only $24,995. The best selection of midsize SUVs are only at Sterling Auto Group.
Sterling makes it easy.
Your Christmas just wouldn't be complete without a visit to the Farm Patch. The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs with the exceptional classic fruit and gourmet baskets. You can even pick up freshly shelled pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And the Farm Patch has freshly cut Christmas trees under the big red and white tent on University Drive behind TGI Fridays. From all of the gang at the Farm Patch, happy holidays.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 38 degrees right now at the studios. Warming to a high of about 63 today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Allegations of student violence last month at Davila Middle School in Bryan turned out to be unfounded. Bryan School Board President Pat Shield says it was just students at play.
I even had a student call me the next day to tell me that he was there and that it was not as the media made it out to be, that it was, you know, kids playing around in the locker room, that there was no beating, there was no, it was just a big, you know, wrestling match.
The board was concerned about the absence of adult supervision. David Stastny was among the trustees asking Superintendent Mike Cargill if there are consequences for teachers and others who leave students unattended.
I would think the consequences may vary depending on just how serious the situation was.
And how serious the, I mean, what duty did they have? How long was it? Did they not show up? I mean, did they get caught on the way to a duty and they were 5 minutes late because a parent caught them and had a question or something like that? That's still not right, but you look at everything when you have these kind of incidents.
I guess all I'm saying is you need to have some flexibility on the consequences. It's just that I'm sure what we would be looking for is to make sure that it's not a hand slap that then just happens over and over.
Cargill says campus principals have the authority to discipline staff on the spot up to and including termination. Five fire departments were involved in a Tuesday afternoon grass fire in Brazos County. Precinct 3 Fire Chief Gerald Burnett says the original call came just after noon to a grass fire at the former Hot Rod Hill racetrack on Marino Road north of Highway 21.
His workers were out there working this afternoon and around the area where they were working, and one of them smoking cigarettes. They had a fire start in the grass, and by the time they realized the fire was started, it had gotten a pretty good hold.
Burnett says a mobile home used for storage was destroyed by the fire, along with 5 acres of land. Firefighters from Precincts 2, 3, and 4 and the city of Bryan saved a couple of houses and several semi-trailers. No one was hurt and no firefighting equipment was damaged. The chief also thanked the South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department for covering other calls while Precinct 3 crews assisted the original fire. For months, Brazos County commissioners have said no to instituting a burn ban outside of city limits, but they changed their tune on Tuesday, passing a 60-day burn ban. Emergency Management Coordinator Chuck Frazier says he checks weekly with those on the front lines.
I try to talk to the rural chiefs specifically. We'll also talk to communications dispatchers to find out how many runs they've sent fire crews out on, within that week period since the last time the court met. And like this particular week, like yesterday when we checked on this, they had been on 7 runs, which is probably average to below average as far as the number of runs. So people have been doing a pretty good job up to this point of kind of policing themselves.
Last week was the first commission vote that wasn't unanimous against the burn ban. According to meeting minutes, Precinct 1 Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman was the one seeking the ban at last week's meeting. Texas drivers feel less safe behind the wheel because of the actions of others. That's an overriding finding in a survey conducted by the Texas A&M-based Texas Transportation Institute. Research scientist Quinn Brackett says 3 big reasons add to our uneasiness when driving.
Cell phone use has increased. Aggressive driving has increased. And that people are, in general, are not as courteous as drivers as they used to be.
Respondents also favored sobriety checkpoints to cut down on drunk drivers. The survey questioned more than 1,100 Texas drivers at 10 driver license offices around the state. An appeal will come in the money laundering and conspiracy case of former Congressman Tom DeLay, just not right away. Robert Wood has that story from Austin.
Before an appeal can be filed, DeLay's attorney Dick DeGaren says there has to be a sentence handed down by Judge Pat Priest.
Right now is set in December, but we're asking that it be moved to January.
DeGaren says, however, to make no mistake, the money laundering and conspiracy conviction will be appealed shortly after sentencing. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And Texas prosecutors are stepping up their probe of a lawmaker who admits he pocketed thousands of dollars in state travel reimbursements. Travis County prosecutors began reviewing the travel practices of State Representative Joe Driver before the November elections. Now that the elections are over, that probe has turned into an active criminal investigation. Driver, a Garland Republican who was reelected to his 10th two-year term, has acknowledged that for years he collected reimbursements from taxpayers for travel he already had paid for using donated campaign money. Driver reimbursed his campaign more than $49,000 after the Associated Press revealed the double dipping. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 40 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mr. Electric. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melts. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, Black Forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Hey, Steve. Got one of those Subway melts?
Mm-hmm.
Want to trade?
No way.
Wait, trade with me. I've got a banana and cake.
Come on. Give you my lunch for a week.
I got fudge.
Get your own.
Get your own Subway melt, like the new Chipotle chicken and cheese, stacked with tender, juicy chicken and fresh toasted on flatbread. Or try the melt-tastic new Chipotle steak and cheese. Subway melts. Melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Subway. Eat fresh.
8:13, let's check some weather, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Sunshine's going to be with us from start to finish today, and it should actually help our temperatures climb into the low and mid-60s during the afternoon. Should be about 3 to 5 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. It's going to be clear tonight. We'll drop down into the low and mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little bit milder once again. Highs tomorrow in the mid and upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. Friday, partial sunshine. I think temperatures on Friday are probably going to be in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, you know, you get to be in the spirit of cold weather for a few days, and then it turns back to the 70s. And
at least it'll be nice for the Christmas parade on Sunday.
The parade is coming up on Sunday, isn't it? Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's it. Nancy's. Mm-hmm. You want to put on your headphones? Yeah, there we go. Well, yeah, sure. I'm talking to the guys anyway. And go ahead and plug it in there in the front. See, we're going to get her absolutely. There we go. There you go. And you can move the microphone up there. Can you hear us okay? Can you hear me now? No? Well, hang on. Wait a minute. There. Try that. No, it's not your fault. Try it now. See if that works for you. Got anything there? Hello, testing. Ah, there you go. She's already.
It always happens. Works the third time.
Yeah, no. Second time's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the second time worked. Anyway. The mayor speaking to us about speaking to me off the air about some she likes key lime pie.
Yeah,
Tom, as a matter of fact, you
might. Yeah, we were talking about the whipped cream topping.
Yeah.
Oh, you were
before.
Oh, you were.
Yeah. While we were walking down the hall.
Getting our Diet Cokes, and I was thinking, where's the whipped cream to kind of give it a little spice?
I wasn't going to bring that up here on the radio, but since y'all went ahead and did, then I guess that's
just glad the mayor's listening.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely. Well, you have to do that just because you never know what we might be talking about. By the way, Larry King,
mm-hmm.
who's it says here 77.
Yeah.
On which side?
Yeah,
what part of him? Right.
He was 77 30 years ago. But anyway, Larry's telling us that, when he leaves CNN later this month, he says he'd like to do a comedy tour.
Oh, really?
Don't you have to be funny to do comedy?
Or have funny people around you.
Larry tells New
York. He knows people.
Yeah. Larry tells New York Magazine, I'm funny. I'm going to do stand-up. That's what I love.
He should go back to the NFL.
He should.
Now I watched.
The Dolphins probably have an opening again.
I watched all of Larry King last night and really, really enjoyed it. He had Stevie Wonder on the whole time. And it was just Larry and Stevie. Stevie there with the keyboard there at the table and just singing to Larry for most of the time. And I really did enjoy that.
And Stevie thinking to himself, man, I wonder if he's as ugly as he sounds.
Yeah. Was there a tip jar? I mean, come on.
It was that kind of a thing. It was almost like they were leaning on a piano together.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
No,
he had just a little keyboard there on the table, and he was playing his keyboard and singing his hits for Larry. And it was really enjoyable. Now, Bon Jovi was supposed to have been on last night, but he got bumped because of WikiLeaks. But Bon Jovi will be on next week. You only got till December the 16th to see Larry, so if you've never seen him, this is your chance, right?
Seen him once, seen him once.
Wow. We wound him up, didn't we?
No, I'm not a Larry King fan. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I think he has on some really silly guests and asked silly questions. But last night I enjoyed it.
I would say that of the four of us, the aggregate number of people who generally watch him would be one.
No, I don't generally watch him.
Oh, okay.
But I did watch him last night.
Okay,
yeah, because of Stevie Wonder.
That's it.
Yeah.
Watched him lately, Nancy? Have you?
Not in the last year, I don't think.
Okay, yeah. He probably, like soap opera, haven't missed much.
Does he still touch up the hair?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm bad.
And outstanding looking braces as well. All right, so anyway, the mayor's here from College Station. So let's see, how many more meetings do we have before we get into the holiday break, as far as council's concerned?
One.
Okay, what's on the agenda?
December 9th. I haven't seen the agenda yet.
Okay.
We probably will get it. We usually get
tilt
it late on Friday.
Tilt that down towards you.
Thank you.
There you go. That works.
Yeah,
okay.
Usually we get it on late on Friday afternoon.
Okay. All right.
And then if there's any questions, we can check on it.
I don't want to wander out in the grass real far, but is there anything on Welburn that I need to talk to you about that we might miss if I haven't asked you about it?
Nothing. I don't think so. You know, we're in the process of doing basically our due diligence. We've got to provide a service plan to find out exactly what it would cost and what we would do, and we need to do a survey to do the exact meets and bounds and all of that kind of stuff. There'll be two public hearings, and staff will prepare a plan that'll go through P&Z, and they'll have public hearings. And so the whole process is maybe 5-6 months with lots of input from the public.
There's some hirings that need to be done, too. So where are we now with city manager hire and then, of course, city attorney as well?
Okay, well, the city attorney is the easy one in the sense that we're not doing it until we get the city manager done.
Sure.
So, I mean, in terms of process, we thought the city manager is the key component. Our deadline for applications, and we did it all online and through various websites, the ICLM, all the typical sites that city manager, assistant city manager, those types of individuals would look at, and then a couple other sites like monster.com and stuff. We've gotten probably a little bit more than 50 applications, so we have a subcommittee of Dennis Maloney and Jess Fields and myself, and last Sunday we went through the 50 applicants and, you know, kind of wheedled it down to, I can't remember, 7 or 8 or so, and then we shared those names with the council and their resumes with the council, and ask them just take a look at them, and then when we meet again on the 9th, we'll collectively meet again and see if there's any one of those that we would like to visit with. And we're using the same process that we did with the city secretary, and that what we'll do is that subcommittee will have phone interviews for the people that are out of town. And we'll report back, and we'll come back. The council together will put in a group of finalists, and then we'll bring them in for interviews.
We had Katie Marie Lyles in, last week, Friday, week ago, something like that. And we're talking to her about the water event at Wolf Pen Creek.
Uh-huh.
And that's, one of the things that is a concern is the operation and maintenance of that, which points out any number of other things that we've discussed before. Great, you can fund something, but then it's an ongoing expense.
Right.
Generally, am I correct in saying that the TIF has allowed you to have enough funds to handle operation maintenance? One member of council, how do you feel about where we are with that?
Okay, well, there's a couple of misconceptions out there, and thanks for asking the question so I can address it. One, the reason we're building the water feature in the first place is that the city did a land swap, or not really a land swap, but received land from a developer so it could complete the upper trails in the Wolf Pen Creek Park.
Right.
And in exchange, drew up a contract that said that the city is obligated to build a not less than $1.2 million water feature. Now, that was done several years ago when we were in a better financial position.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a contractual obligation to build that, or otherwise we're in breach of that contract. This mayor has said, let's get out of lawsuits. I'm not happy about lawsuits. Lawsuits cost time and money and a lot of aggravation. And you know, if we can do things to avoid lawsuits, I'm all in favor of that.
I think a lot of people would like probably share that with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. So we have a contractual obligation to build this water feature of not less than $1.2 million. And that number was derived from the water feature that's over on University that's surrounded by Boston Pizza and mm-hmm. Ben and Jerry and It's a Grind and Tommy right. and all that stuff. So, and that cost $1 million. So that's where the figure came from. The money to build the water feature, and with the water feature are some infrastructure in terms of utilities and water lines. So when we have festivals like when we had World Fest, you know, these people come with their, basically kind of little trailers, and they, that way you don't right. have to run extension lines for 400 feet. You know, sure. they can plug them in and set up and stuff. So it's our festival site where, you know, what we hope to do because of Wolfpen Creek and that area. So the water feature would be a center part of that. The operation and maintenance of the water feature is about $65,000 a year. The $170,000 is for that whole festival area.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be built at this time. The water feature does, but the rest of it doesn't have to be. And all we did was put it out to bid. We haven't agreed to pay for it yet.
I guess let me stop you for just a second.
Sure.
And that is one of the things that I did ask Katie Marie Lyles, and I'll ask you is, okay, yes, you're overdue in building this, but I mean, are your feet to the fire on this thing? Are they forcing you to build this right now? Are they forcing you to spend this money right now? I understand you don't want to go to court, but can you go, hey, our world has changed?
I think we have said our world has changed for the last several years, and it's without getting into confidential information.
Right.
Basically, the feet aren't to the fire, but it's getting real warm.
Okay. Well, I mean, and if you can say that to people, then the citizenry, then maybe they understand that. But I know that the idea is they don't want this to be folly or thought of as folly.
Absolutely. And the water feature will have multiple features, but that doesn't mean you have to operate it at full
capacity.
Full. They call it performance mode. You know, the water shoots up and down,
right.
and that's called performance mode. And then if the water just trickles, that's, you know, kind of maintenance mode. And then there's also the water can be off.
The water can be off mode, yeah?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right, I got
So I wouldn't expect it to be in that full-fledged festival mode or performance mode very often.
Mayor Nancy Berry joining us from City of College Station. Talk for a minute, if you would, about the Scott and White announcement. This is something that we've had a story. There was a little bit of a contentious situation. I guess that the individuals adjacent to this have come up with some sort of a settlement. Maybe not everybody's happy. But from the standpoint of City of College Station, your view on what this is going to do for an impact?
I think it's going to be enormous impact. We're really excited about it. I mean, this is big stuff. I think with the Med and the Scott and White anchoring the Med Corridor on Rock Prairie, we're going to see an awful lot of medically related businesses come to that area. There's already lots of discussions and, you know, things that people are looking at and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's a reality, and having Scott and White there is going to be a real benefit.
Let me ask you just a second before we move on. Is that taxable property? Is that money on the is that land on the tax rolls, to your knowledge?
Some of it is, some of it isn't. The hospital itself, when it gets built, and that's not the first phase, will be a non-taxable event. They're going to have a clinic, office buildings. Those are taxable. The way the site plan shows, there's like five or six tracks, the way they have it divided. All but one are taxable. So the majority, everything other than the hospital itself, will be taxable. And then the hospital's going to be bringing in 600 employees, and their hourly wages are not less than $26 an hour. And they're talking about, you know, docs and techs and all that. The average salary is going to be $180,000, and the hourly wage is $26,000. I mean, those are great numbers.
Build a parking lot and charge them to park. What do you think?
Well,
never mind. That's just me shooting my mouth off.
Well, but maybe you can get the franchise.
Okay, I'll work on that. What else is on your radar screen today?
Well, we've talked about the city manager. Mm-hmm. We're going to probably go through that process, and hopefully we can find someone relatively soon. I'm excited about that. We are getting our checkbook online. So total transparency. We've been talking about that, forever. We want to find out what's going on. How can we find out? Where's the city spending its money? And you've always been able to find that, but it's been an open records request, and then someone has to get you the information and stuff. And this is going to be like two clicks away.
I'm going to presume electronic transfers show up as well, not necessarily if y'all write a check, but just any kind of fiduciary exchange?
Well, with some exceptions. As an example, if someone's wages are garnished because of child support, salary checks wouldn't be on there. If you want to know how much they pay in a given department to salaries, that number would be on there.
But this is vendor services, basically.
Correct. Okay. Anything the city's going to write a check, electronic transfers, absolutely. That would be on there, too. Because of that, we've gotten a gold-level designation of transparency, and we were just recognized by the State Comptroller's Office for that.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, really nice. We've done you're going to vendors, payments to outside agencies for any kind of contract, travel reimbursements to employees, refunds for deposits on utilities, facility rentals, all that stuff online.
Okay, sounds good. Well, listen, have yourself a good holiday. And,
thank you, and may I wish you and your viewers a happy Hanukkah. It starts this evening.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, all right, enjoy that. Absolutely.
I am planning on it.
Okay, good. We'll talk to you after the first of the year, okay?
Outstanding.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, and happy holidays to everyone.
You betcha. That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's brought to you by the Jewelry and Coin Exchange.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Christmas will be here soon, and we would love to invite you to our store to see all of our beautiful jewelry. With over 6,000 new items from fun fashion jewelry to 4-carat diamonds, we are sure to have just what you're looking for. You don't have to wait for a sale. Our prices are the lowest every day. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is where your dreams come true within your budget. Diamond earrings are a favorite all year long, from diamond studs to diamond hoops, and they are our number one seller for Christmas. We have the best selection, and we guarantee the best prices in town. Remember, we pay top prices for diamonds, gold, silver, platinum, silver flatware, coins, and fine watches. Please come to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange for a great jewelry buying experience at 313 College Avenue in College Station, or give us a call at 846-2400.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Normandy Tractor. Normandy Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30 horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate, and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30 horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate, or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Normandy Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas.
The Aggie Report's a presentation of the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Fans turn any ordinary night into one to remember at Aggie men's and women's basketball games. New for the 2010-11 basketball seasons are group ticket packages. The packages are great for hosting employee outings, youth sport teams, and church groups. Purchase tickets for 20 or more and see your group's name in lights on 12th Man TV. For more information, contact the marketing department, 979-862-5431.
Aggie basketball. This is home. Texas A&M men's basketball team back on the court at Reed. A home game tomorrow night against Stephen F. Austin. We tip it at 7. Our broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network will get underway at 6:30. Now in his fourth year as our head coach, Mark Turgeon was asked about his non-conference scheduling, how he approaches that versus perhaps the first couple of years.
Last year we had the sixth toughest schedule in the country, so we've always tried to schedule tough. I think this year, I think we've scheduled put together a pretty good schedule. But now we try to win every game, and momentum's a great thing. But we also want to prepare ourselves for the league. We know if we're going to be a part of the NCAA tournament, it comes down to January, February. I mean, we were 14-1 my first year, 15-1 my first 2 years, and we're just barely getting in the NCAA tournament. You know, it is barely 9 seed, 8 seeds, but we know no matter what we do, we got to win in January and February and early March. But what we do with our non-conference gives us confidence and prepares us for the league. So when we go to an 18-league game schedule next year, we might change our preseason scheduling a little bit.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Mark Turgeon, the Aggies and SFA. That's tomorrow night at 7 on the court at Reed. We'll see you there. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowner's coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
Well, yesterday on Bravo Brazos Valley, we were talking to Nan Curtis. She's the director of the Forsyth Gallery, which has a normal home on the A&M campus at the MSC. But, of course, the MSC is going through renovation, so they're downtown in downtown Bryan. And she talks about some of the things that are coming up at their location in downtown Bryan, including a trim a tree contest, which is really going on right now, and then some great, great exhibitions that are coming to the Forsyth Gallery even after Christmas. Here again is Nan Curtis.
We were generously granted $4,000 from Target, and we're able now to put on a trim-a-tree contest, which is an outreach program that we're going to be holding every year. This year, it was offered free to nonprofit and service groups since we got a grant for it. So we're going to have 15 artificial Christmas trees that will be decorated by various nonprofit and service groups. All of the community is invited to come in, vote for their favorite decorated tree either by casting a ballot or by doubling or tripling or quadrupling their vote by leaving a non-perishable food item that will ultimately be donated to the food pantry. Any food item that they leave under a particular tree gets an extra vote for the tree. Patrons can vote for their favorite tree online as well at our website, which is forsyth.tamu.edu. That's going to run through January 4th. And then we're going to have a collaboration with Opus. We're going to be showing the tapestries by Rebecca Bluestone, who is a musician, that's going to be featured with her husband for a week of residency, January 23rd through the 28th. And then after that, we're going to be hosting a temporary exhibition from the Holocaust Museum in Houston. And that one's called When They Came to Take My Father, which are photographs of Duchau. And then after that, we're going to have a great blockbuster exhibition featuring both English cameo and French cameo glass. And then, of course, our annual, and then more and more and more as the year goes on. Of course, all of these temporary exhibitions will be complemented by regular rotations of objects from the Runyon collection. And so every couple of months, as our regular patrons know, we introduce in the galleries some new objects from the Runyon collection. The Runyon Collection features over 1,200 works of art, and so it's impossible for us to show them all at once. And so we show about 50 of them, 50 to 70 of them at a time on a rotating basis.
The Forsyth Gallery is located in downtown Bryan at 110 North Main Street. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 837, 42 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, 63 for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final news update for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan School Board members took time during a special meeting this week to ask administrators what happens to educators when they leave students unsupervised. Superintendent Mike Cargill says campus principals have the authority to discipline staff on the spot, including up to and including termination. The discussion follows allegations of student violence last month at Davila Middle School that turned out to be unfounded. Trustees President Pat Shield says it was just students at play.
And with WWE and the mixed martial arts and, you know, things like that, people, you know, kids play around, and especially junior high boys' locker rooms. So, you know, the correct supervision being in there would have prevented such a media backlash of such a minor event without, you know, I'm not aware of any injuries being reported or anything like that.
Neither Cargill nor Shields revealed what, if any, personnel action was taken for the absence of adult supervision at Davila. A discarded cigarette started a grass fire near Bryan's airport that kept five fire departments busy for more than 5 hours Tuesday afternoon. It happened at the former Hot Rod Hill racetrack on Marino Road near Highway 21. Firefighters from Precincts 2, 3, 4, and the City of Bryan responded. The South Brazos County Fire Department covered other fire calls. No one was hurt and no firefighting equipment was damaged. Brazos County Commissioners have unanimously enacted a burn ban for 60 days outside of incorporated areas. Last week, Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman supported a ban because his fire chief was in favor in Precinct 1. Wasserman, however, was outvoted at the time by the rest of the commissioners. Aggressive driving, texting and cell phone use, and just being downright rude. Those are three big reasons Texas drivers don't feel as safe behind the wheel as they used to. The findings come in a survey of Texas drivers conducted by the Texas A&M-based Texas Transportation Institute. Concerns are still very high over drunk drivers as well, and research scientist Quinn Brackett says increased enforcement is supported.
Sobriety checkpoints were supported by a majority of the respondents, and the use of ignition interlocks. There were a number of supporters for that as well.
An overall ban of cell phone use while driving was supported by a roughly 2-to-1 margin. More than 1,100 Texas drivers were questioned at 10 driver license offices around the state. WTAW News Time is 8:39, 43 degrees right now. This final news update for the morning will be followed by a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you're guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your neighborhood O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has great gift ideas starting at $7.99 each, including the Ultra Steel 40-piece socket set and the Performance Tool 25-piece titanium-coated drill bit set. With great gift ideas starting at $7.99 each, make O'Reilly Auto Parts your holiday destination. O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, when you think about the holidays, you may think of snow. Well, I think of Grow. The holidays are growing closer. My list is growing bigger. It's why Half Price Books is the only place I shop, because my budget is about the only thing that isn't growing.
At Half Price Books, their gift choices always grow this time of year. Tons of new stuff, especially for holiday shopping. And almost everything is half price or less, so I always have enough left for somebody really special. Me! Who wouldn't really love a new book on their favorite hobby or passion? Plus, CD and movie box sets, toys and games for the kids, perfect stocking stuffers. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. Jenny and I just bought a $25 gift card for Uncle Wiley and got a $5 coupon for ourselves to use in January. You can even do that online at hpb.com. Half Price Books for the holidays on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. Find out more or even drop me a note at hpb.com.
Brazos Valley Bride is full of local articles and pictures of beautiful local brides and is the official publication for the 2011 Spring Bridal Show. So if your business wants to reach brides-to-be, place your ad in the upcoming spring issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Valley Bride magazine. To reserve your space and for more information about advertising in Brazos Valley Bride, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595. 695-9595.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley.
Sunshine outside. Temperatures anywhere from about 60 to 65 this afternoon. We have clear weather in the forecast for tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 40 to 45. During the day tomorrow, we'll see sunshine, high temperatures. It'll be somewhere between 65 and 70 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 45 to 50. During the day Friday, we'll see sunshine. And it looks like temperatures on Friday are probably going to be around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I got to go. We can't talk about that. Thanks. See you later. Okay. The mayor leaving. All right. Oh, you want to look at the paper? Okay, sure. We'll let you look at the paper because she's the mayor of College Station. You can do that.
That's right.
An Australian, while she's in here, Nancy, listen to this. Okay. A politician in Australia wants candidates hoping to run for his party to take intelligence tests.
Now they're
gone. Thumbs up, Robert.
Yeah, now they're gone to Madeline.
Yeah, would be candidates for the lip. Yes, go ahead. Yeah,
3 digits preferably.
Okay, on the IQ. Okay, yeah. I like that. The National Liberal Party. They've given the new. They want these candidates to be given a new age intelligence test to gauge if they are smart enough to be politicians. Rather than concentrating on personality traits, the test specifically measures aptitude, the person's ability to think quickly and employ their knowledge from past experiences. They're called psychometric tests, popular with big business seeking qualified executives, incidentally, according to the New Zealand Herald. It's entirely appropriate, said the party leader, that we do everything we can to give the people of Queensland the best possible representatives. Now, once again, it would seem to me that might be a slight bit ageist because it talks about their past experiences. If you're 50, you've obviously had more past experiences than if you're 30.
Oh, have I ever.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, hi. It's Ben Downton, please.
Oh, not on this line. No, 695-9595. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Ben's in here sometimes, but he's not in here now. So.
Obviously a regular listener.
Yeah, and we always like that. We must have said something to
make
them happy.
I don't know, yeah.
Dreading another Christmas season full of carefully wrapped coffee mugs and tacky ties? Now you don't have to put up with that anymore. Mary Mitchell is an expert on etiquette, and she's got some ideas out on the website. Just Google Mary Mitchell. She'll give you some ways to get rid of those really, really tacky gifts that all of us will be getting, I'm sure. All right. Weight Watchers. Oh, do you want to talk about dieting during the holidays? Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. It's always. Weight Watchers has made some big changes in its popular diet program. The points plan has been in place for the past 13 years, but yesterday the company unveiled a new Points Plus program. Quite different from what they've been doing, according to USA Someday. This new program was created to reflect advancements made in nutrition science. The old system only figured calories, fat, and fiber when determining how many points a person could eat. The new plan also figures in protein and carbs. The new system also considers how much energy the body uses to burn off different types of foods. So in other words, I guess you can eat that donut, but you got to be on the treadmill for an hour.
And then if you drop the donut,
yeah,
it hits that treadmill.
Well, and if you
and the donut hits the wall.
Well, or if you've got the one that's chocolate.
Oh, and then you've got a mess to clean up.
Chocolate with sprinkles, you know, that's. Why do you put sprinkles on a donut? I mean, do you just need something
because
to fall off?
Because, no, because kids like it.
Now, just kids is okay. Okay, I got no problem with that.
Just to add a little extra something.
Also, but you're ready to drag the rest of us out in the street and
grown-ups?
Yeah. Beat us with a, with a pipe?
If that's right.
What kind of donut do you like? Just your...
Me?
Yeah.
Plain cake. No sugar, no glaze. Hard stuff. A John Wayne donut. Dry. No milk.
Seriously,
no coffee.
That's right.
No water.
That you're chewing for an hour.
That's right.
Yeah.
Actually, man eats his donut, son.
That is exactly the donut that I like. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those ones, what are they called? Buttermilk donuts? Is that it? That are kinda...
Yeah, well, yeah, but now those got a lot of icing in buttermilk on them.
Yes. No, you don't put icing. You get those with
buttermilk,
no icing on it.
A buttermilk donut with no
icing. I don't know what donut shop you're going to, but I ain't seen
what's
no
the
buttermilk
point?
With unice.
So. All right.
Just a regular old cake donut?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
But see, that's not a buttermilk. Cake is not a buttermilk
Excuse
donut.
Excuse me. All right. There's a buttermilk donut that has no glazing on it.
Yeah. Okay, but that's not a cake donut.
Okay, so it's a buttermilk cake donut. How's that?
No, it's not a cake donut.
Just a buttermilk donut.
Okay. It's a buttermilk donut.
God, you'd argue with a fence post.
Okay. Let's just call the police station and find this and settle this. Okay?
What? There's
Chase, you shouldn't have said that.
There's an HEB Atorium that has it.
Ah, so. Okay, yeah.
All right. So, anyway.
At the Heeb.
At the Heeb. I went to the new Heeb the other day.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to say I did.
Want to share?
Yeah. No. I mean, okay. It's a big old place. Yeah. Play football.
He just came in and said, y'all still giving away free stuff?
Yeah.
Any samples?
Why do they have the places in there where they've got the little... They got the little Garth Brooks microphone in there to narrate to you while they make the Frito pie or whatever it is.
I don't know.
Well, now Chase, though, here's the deal.
Hi, how are you today? Would you like to know more? No.
Okay.
Now, shop.
Wait. The thing that we forget is that we have a microphone every day. Okay. And we talk in this thing.
What? So if I make Frito pie in a grocery store, I deserve a microphone. Is that a hallmark of?
I'm just thinking maybe later on this week or maybe as we get closer to the holidays, if you want to go ahead and make a Frito pie instead of do the news.
I can describe it on air.
Sure. I think there could be something to that.
I was just asking. I mean,
is
it to help the hard of hearing? Is it for those, you know, because that way they don't have to concentrate? So because all it takes is one cantankerous, you know, octogenarian standing out there going, I can't hear you.
I think what it is it's obviously to draw attention to the products that they are preparing so that they can sell the condiments or
I feel like I'm walking into a Middle Eastern market though.
But the idea is those people are not standing there because they are absolutely transfixed by what the individual's saying. They're just waiting for them to finish cooking the damn food, okay? Give me the sample, all right? Because if they say something like steak, are you gonna gravitate over there? Or do you just look for the cup and walk away if there's no cup?
Steak in a cup? Oh, I'm there.
With a little chunk. They put it in a cup.
Chunk. Yeah. You're a marketing genius, Scooter.
What we're going to do is we're going to put a chunk of this meat in the cup, and I guarantee these people will come over here and eat it.
That's right. They'll fill themselves up.
That's
like another chunk? No, none for me. Thank you. Couldn't eat another chunk. Thank you.
I'm just saying it's
one chunk's my limit.
It's not going to be like a teriyaki steakhouse, okay, where they're chopping stuff up and flipping it in the air and stabbing it and handing it to you on the tip of the knife.
I'm not looking to go to Benihana with the steaming onion tower, okay? I'm just wondering why when I'm going in there for milk and bread, I've got to be accosted by somebody with a loudspeaker making a casserole.
And then if they knew who you were. Yeah. Hey, come here. Say something like Kyle Field here.
Say something like first down. Yeah. They'll know it's you.
Hey, everybody, look who's here.
Yeah.
It's Mr. First Down.
Or do you get to the point where you just...
C.K. Eston? Are you the guy that announces the band? That's the question I get more than anything.
Most of our audience too young to know who C.K. is, but nonetheless...
Yeah. Would you tell this pizza in that guttural sound you use there? Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Philip Ransom's... Yeah. Go ahead.
Introduce these tater bites like you're introducing the starting five.
Yeah. And on this side from... Philip Ransom's
it's
van...
basketball, not boxing.
Well, you got a line of tater tots over here and a line of tater tots over here. Okay. Philip Ransom's van broke down a block from his Kansas City, Missouri home the other day.
That's a shame. Yeah. Hate it when that happens.
Yeah, it sat there backfiring.
Oh.
Yeah, that's when the squad car pulled up.
I bet.
Called in to investigate random shots fired in the area when the officers heard the loud pops coming out of his van, again backfiring. They returned fire. Yeah, shooting at Ransom, who stood by his van with his hands in the air, yelling, "I ain't got no gun!" "I wasn't counting shots," said Mr. Ransom, "but it sounded like a bunch. None hit him. Three hit his van." Yeah. "The two ossifers were apparently so panicked, they shot out their own windshield."
Mm. And where was this?
This was in Kansas City, Missouri. I mean, we're not talking.
I mean, Kansas City's a pretty big town.
Yes, it is.
You
got to
figure. You got to figure. At some point, they've winnowed down the Barney Fifes.
Yeah. Well, again, that was our Barney Fife story for today.
Gentlemen, I give you science in action.
Oh God, I miss
Very
him.
Very nice.
I miss him.
They were put on administrative leave. Okay. As one of them fires the shot to hit the windshield, did the second feel like he needed to? Or she? Anyway, hopefully we'll hear more about this story. This just came out today. But
I bet there are some veteran Kansas City police officers who are just shaking their heads over this.
Yeah, they get to the break room, they just pour the pot out when they see these two coming. Make your own.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
The end of the model year means car dealers are looking to clear off their lots of those 2010 models. They want to make room for the new ones that are coming in. That means they're probably willing to make some deals on their existing inventory. And if that's the case and you are in the market for a new vehicle, you probably want to make sure you have your ducks in a row. You want to make sure that you have your questions answered. And a good way to do that is to try and do that as much as possible in advance before you ever set foot on the lot. You can do that when you go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Mike Vivaldi from Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota will help you out. Answer your questions honestly in a timely manner. If you're curious about things like 0% financing, cash back, questions about your credit, if you're a first-time buyer, Mike Vivaldi can help you out. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Scroll down, look for the icon toward the bottom of the screen now. WTAW.com, ask Mike. Brought to you by Team Ford and Team Auto of Navasota.
It's 7 till News Talk 1620, WTAW. One more of these to give away, Champagne and Diamonds. This is the last one I've got. It's a complimentary ticket for two. It's at Marimont's coming up on the 3rd, which is Friday night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 6:30. Got to dress up. Guys, you can't wear open-toed shoes. Champagne and Diamonds, and it's for the prenatal clinic. If you want this coupon that's good for two tickets, and you can come by and pick it up. You're a winner. Who are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Hi there.
How are you?
All doing fine, thanks.
All right, you want tickets to this Champagne and Diamonds thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you going to dress up?
You bet. My wife and I don't get to go out much with six kids.
No. Good thing is there'll be food there, and you don't have to bring any home to them. Who's this?
This is Rick Starnes.
Rick Starnes. All right, Rick, come by here. We got it for you, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, buddy. See you later. All right, there you go.
You should have asked Rick about, I believe Rick's in law enforcement, isn't he?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Should have asked Rick about the cop shooting out the windshield.
Yeah. Hey, I haven't heard this until this morning. NASA plans to hold a special news conference tomorrow to discuss new information in the search for evidence of extraterrestrial life. End quote.
Hmm.
Now, I'm almost into the Chase Murphy camp on NASA, okay? I'm just about to get there. Because how long have we been trying to get the final space shuttle off the ground?
Long time.
This has been months. And there's been one thing after another that just hasn't been right to get this thing done. So, again, as they grasp for some sort of relevance, what are we going to get here tomorrow? I mean, is it going to be just some folks who are speculating that they found life on some distant planet and we're going to have to continue to be here because somebody needs to do that? You can catch it on the NASA website. They've apparently got a TV channel. I didn't even know that. It's at 1 o'clock local time tomorrow. The search for evidence of extraterrestrial life. There'll be new, staggering information, I'm sure. And once again, my thought is it'll be followed by a funding request at some point in the next quarter of the year. But we'll see how that works out. Hello.
Yeah, question for you. Since how you guys know everything.
You know it.
On the Weather Channel, I keep seeing Washington SP. What is that?
Washington State Park.
Washington State Park.
Washington on the Brazos State Park.
Got it? All right, thanks. There we go. Got that one answered. Hello? Wow. Okay. We'll do that later.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Christmas will be here soon, and we would love to invite you to our store to see all of our beautiful jewelry. With over 6,000 new items from fun fashion jewelry to 4-carat diamonds, we are sure to have just what you're looking for. You don't have to wait for a sale. Our prices are the lowest every day. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is where your dreams come true within your budget. Diamond earrings are a favorite all year long, from diamond studs to diamond hoops, and they are our number one seller for Christmas. We have the best selection, and we guarantee the best prices in town. Remember, we pay top prices for diamonds, gold, silver, platinum, silver flatware, coins, and fine watches. Please come to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange for a great jewelry buying experience at 313 College Avenue in College Station, or give us a call at 846-2400.
The moment you feel chest pain that could be a heart attack, go to College Station Medical Center. The Med has demonstrated expertise in the timely diagnosis and treatment of cardiac emergencies. And time saved is precious heart muscle saved. So in an emergency, call 911 and know where to go. Choose the Med, a nationally recognized accredited chest pain center.
2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you're buying calcium or vitamin D supplements, probably wasting your money.
Really?
A committee assembled by the Institute of Medicine claims that most U.S. Americans are getting all the nutrients they need in the foods that they eat.
Hmm.
I don't know. You don't know what some people are eating these days.
So you're telling me I get all the calcium and vitamin D I need from a famous bowl?
That's right, Chase.
That's right.
Yeah.
And don't forget.
Or a buttermilk non-cake donut.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Vitamin D, by the way, okay, you're right. Fine, whatever. We got another opinion. Okay.
Buttermilk non-cake or buttermilk cake.
Yeah, whatever. If vitamin D is fat soluble, so keep that in mind too.
Oh, that's...
So it will store itself in your fat cells.
In your body. And if you've got more fat than you need, then you may have more vitamin D than you need.
Right. And vitamin C is water soluble, which means whatever you don't use, you
get rid of.
This too shall pass.
Yes, so. It is cast off by the body, as they say. And on this date in history.
I love this part.
1885. Although the exact date is unknown, the U.S. Patent Office acknowledged on December 1st of 1885 as the first day that Dr. Pepper was served.
I miss Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, with that sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ford Motor Company introduced the first assembly line, 1913. That changed things a little bit.
Ford did it.
Yeah. Remember Barney Clark? First person to receive a permanent artificial heart. This date in 1982. The Channel, British and French workers met under the English Channel, dug a big old hole big enough to walk through, shook hands, and there it was. That was in 1990, and in 2004, Tom Brokaw anchored the last broadcast of NBC Nightly.